It's Seven Line Ham! Woo! Brought to you by Good Games Cannington. Hey listener, have you ever woken up to find the neighbourhood's burned down, zoo animals are gnawing at the family pet, and Viggo Mortensen is sniffing around your bin? If so, you may have already experienced the apocalypse. We here at Seven Line Ham haven't had the opportunity to experience disaster firsthand, so we're trivialising it through roleplay. This is the Apodcalypse. If you're an intrepid scoop who's wandered over from the ice cream social, listening in for the first time, welcome! However, today's a little different to our usual fortnightly offering of a Magic the Gathering pod and then a board game pod. In today's recording, we'll be playing Fantasy Flight's role-playing game, The End of the World Zombie Apocalypse. Next fortnight, we will be back with a review of how Mod Masters 2015 is faring on the drafting circuit. For those willing to join our hardened Seven Land Hand professionals and lurch onwards into the night, here is Xanthi Chainsaw Lau.
Heya.
Our man in Haran, Riley Everts.
Hello.
Always up for liver and Chianti, Justin Reed.
Hey.
And Good Games Resident Evil himself, Dave Clark.
Hello.
And now over to the mastermind of the macabre, it's Matt McHale. Dungeon Master extraordinaire.
How's that? Was that today? Good? Is that a good macabre laugh? Yeah, that was it. I'm done now. We are here to play...
we're gathered here today.
to play Fantasy Flight's Zombie Apocalypse. It's their latest RPG, but it's not their RPG. It's actually a reboot of a Spanish RPG.
Is it their own? I mean, have they done ones before this, have they? That's what I was... Have they done different words?
No, they haven't.
This is their first.
This is their first.
Oh, that's good.
This is the first one of this.
Yeah.
But there was a Spanish company. I really don't know. El Matador Games. I'm just making that up. But
El Hombre.
They actually, they wrote it initially, and then Fantasy Flight bought the rights, translated it, and have released it to the masses.
Did they translate it before they bought the rights?
Well, maybe.
See, that was see if it was any good. Yeah, otherwise they just bought it, translated, and went, oh, this is just rubbish.
Shiverings of a madman.
This is what we thought it was. So.
Wait a second. This is the Necronomicon. Yeah.
So it's the picture of a dice on page 3 that stumped us, and we thought, oh, it's a role-playing game.
So I'm going to give you a bit of an overview of the game, first of all. The objective, players are attempting to navigate the scenario, not as superheroes and not as... meta characters. You are essentially yourselves. Mm-hmm. So you are playing as you are this time right
in
now.
In life, I found that I'm dramatically underqualified to play the role of myself. That it doesn't always go on the best.
Well, it's a test. It's a test. You get to see how would you fare in this zombie apocalypse.
Maybe we should play other people that are around the table.
Yeah, I mean, something's always done a very good, David.
Yeah.
But
it's got a really neat mechanic. You don't have to play yourselves. You can play whoever you like. However,
it's... Oh, thank God for that, because when I think of escapism and fantasy, being me isn't really meeting the standard.
So it's breaking off.
I've got to be me for the next 2 hours. Oh, shit.
I'm the last person I'd want to be in a zombie apocalypse.
No. Yeah, it's a one-in-all-in approach. They recommend that either you all play yourselves and you all agree to do that, or you all agree to play meta selves, you know? So, essentially, we're going to be playing ourselves tonight. I'm not going to give you a vote.
Yeah, we didn't have any illusions that you would.
No.
Riley will be playing with himself.
So the story goes like this. You're being...
tablecloths here.
You're at the initial scenes of an outbreak of a zombie apocalypse, and the ultimate goal for your players is to survive through the outbreak long enough to be able to make it to the post-apocalypse world left behind. All right, which is far off down the track. It sounds like a great campaign thing. And one of the things I really liked about this book is they provided you scenarios for both the outbreak and for the post-apocalypse afterwards. So you can continue the story through, you know, every zombie trope out there, and then continue it into every Mad Max trope out there as well, if you like. So it's a very, you know, very broad game. But at first you might not think that.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, yeah. So the narrative, a bit of a backstory. There are 4 books in the series based upon a fictionalized end-of-the-world scenario. The first of these themes is a zombie apocalypse. There is actually 3 others which are coming out. The next one to come out is Gods, and then there's I think it's either Rise of the Machines, and then there's Alien Invasion. I might have the order wrong.
Yeah.
Right. So, players, you're directly thrown into situations where that you are personally familiar with, or environments.
Yeah. Okay.
Capable of what you can do now. So what you can do in real life is what you can do in the game.
Okay.
Provided us with here.
All right, so what are we bringing to the table? Let's just be clear what everybody's bringing to the table. It's going to get us through a zombie apocalypse.
Well, we'll come to that when we do character creation.
Okay.
Wow. All
right. Which won't happen on here.
Whatever you're capable of is directly important to your success and ultimate survival. There are 5 zombie themes, each addressing an outbreak and a post-apocalyptic scenario. So each of these is well-known zombie movie trope. There's rage zombies, voodoo zombies, risen dead, parasitic infestation, and radioactive zombies. You
all
have one of those scenarios tonight.
That will be coming out next month.
So you've got one of those scenarios tonight. The core mechanics, it's a very simple game to play. Character creation, players are... You're creating an abstraction of yourself, of your personality, including your statistics, physical, mental, social traits, flaws, and pre-existing traumas. So if anyone's got a niggling ankle injury or back strain, you've got that in the game.
Yeah, I've got a weak bladder. I hope that's not going to hurt.
That can go in.
Intelligence 1.
Stamina.
Just don't ask what it's out of. You wouldn't understand anyway.
The final element to the character creation process is your equipment. Now, there is a very hefty restriction to this. It's whatever you have around you in your immediate area is what you have to start the game.
Excellent.
So what you're carrying with you and what is immediately in the room with you.
Does Bunnings down the road class as immediate?
No.
And so it's the room.
It's where you are. Even if we've got cars outside...
That's out.
I'm so glad outside. I brought my shotgun with me today.
I got a bunch of magic decks, so we
can
good.
Play again.
Yeah, we can just play magic.
The resolution system is based on players completing tests that utilise a dice pool made up of positive and negative D6s, which is why I've asked you to bring 2 different coloured dice. So one's positive, one's negative, and you need to make sure you know which is which because... They cancel each other out, and that's basically it. Look, it's one of those types of games that I'll run you through it as we go because it's not difficult. It's a very intelligent system, and it's very easy. So all we need is a character sheet. We need a pool of dice each, a table to play, and away we go. Okay, well, we're back. We've just done character creation, which was a very entertaining...
Revealing.
Yeah.
We learned a lot.
Oh, sorry, yeah. We learned about each other's positive and negative traits as well as what we really think about each other, which is... I wonder if that's a bit more disturbing.
Yeah.
Thanks for all those negative... negative downgrades, I guess.
I think we should have voted round again just to see exactly where the limit of everyone thought. Like, you know, how bad everyone thought
it was. Really interesting to use actual real characteristics, and the equipment you have on you, which is quite intriguing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we did. We determined our physical stats based on what we currently believe of ourselves, and then everybody got to vote in on that and decide whether you're bullshit or not. Then we got to decide whether our negative and positive features, things that'll have an impact indirectly on the game, they become important when it's important, you know, and they give either positive or negative dice. We also discussed the equipment. So you're only allowed to take with you what you have on you. All right, so that's your starting equipment. There's no visiting to the gun store or anything like that to bone up on shotgun shells.
But you could... This is not a foolproof system. You could abuse this, right? Next time
you
could
totally abuse it.
I come down with every weapon I own.
If you if you were to walk into the store with every weapon you own, I don't think we'd be playing that night. I think you'd be on your way to the lockup. All right, it's a typical Good Games Thursday night where we're all here to join in.
Thursday?
Thursday night, board game night.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Yep. Thursday. Where we're joining into
role
play
the day. Ruining the immersion day.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's a good start. Where
panicked,
I've been handed
to go to work tomorrow.
Fanciful Flying Games' latest RPG, which is the Jane Austen Pride and Prejudice RPG. So that's why we're here tonight. Aaron's out on the counter, and there are a bunch of people playing various board games, which is why I have the bowl of NPC, which the Magic Gathering bad is to give.
That's the sound of small pieces of paper.
208
in a bowl.
Yeah, 200 names in here.
She's not
so
going to come across on a pod.
All right. So if we were to draw a handful out, these are the people that are in the store at the moment, right, engaging in games.
Yeah. And we should mention the people that have liked the Facebook.
That's right. They are people.
Seven Line Hand Facebook page.
Yeah, this is the reward.
So you might hear your name.
Here, I'm going to just pop them down there.
Can
and pop a few
some
more. Yeah. Well,
are we doing that now?
If you want to, it's up to you if you want to know who's in there. Otherwise, you could just be totally oblivious. Like someone, Justin, you don't play here that often. You might not recognize the faces other than those you're playing the RPG with.
Zombies.
I haven't said anything about zombies. We're here to play Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice game.
Yeah.
All right. So you've made your way into the reception area. You can see there are lots of other people. Nobody's really listening to who's coming in. It's just a big line on the way to the buffet or on the way to the smoking area, that sort of thing. And everyone, all the local lords and ladies, anyone of money and upbringing is in at this reception, which has a very somber occasion, of course, because it's in memoriam of Lord Nelson, but it's also in celebration of the fact that he just whopped the British, the French, sorry. I just changed signs. Viva la France! We just changed signs.
Awkward, man.
Yeah.
So we're role playing.
I'm off to the bar.
We're role playing within a role play game.
Meta.
Yeah, I'm off to the bar.
So the party, the reception is progressing. At some stage, the Prince Regent has arrived at the reception. And you all know the Prince Regent as being a big, big pompous git. Everybody says it behind his back. Yeah. And he's wandering around from group to group in his very eccentric way with his big hat with feathers and that sort of thing, talking to various people. And he starts to wander your way. And you think that maybe he's going to stop talk to you
collectively
next. Collectively or individually? You could be.
The gardener. I don't
think he'd be hanging out.
The gardener got thrown in there. He's just gone with the lion. I guess you were dressed too fine that day.
There's a lion?
Yeah, you said you were in it and you got thrust up with it.
There's not a lion.
You're clipping the hedges nearby.
Dave, did he just say I got thrust up a lion then?
He said a lion thrust himself upon you.
Yeah.
You're clipping the hedges. You're making a topiary, and I believe it's a
topiary.
Yes. Of a
lovely plant, near a with leaves.
Already with leaves in the
small
shape
berries
of a
tree.
It is reminiscent of
who just won the battle?
It's
Nelson's phallus.
It's a
version of what they plan to erect in the centre of London.
Perfect. Yes.
What's funny is that you picked a gardener because you thought you'd be all right with that.
And of course,
I don't have to know the name of it. I just have to know how to shape it. That's all.
And of course,
properly.
The Prince Regent is quite an admirer of toperies, and he sees you hard at work over there, and he goes, "Oh dear boy, what fabulous work you're doing there! What?" That looks exactly like the Lord's. He's a sausage sucker, isn't he? But anyway.
Would you interrupt Michelangelo whilst he was painting the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, he doesn't seem interested in conversation with you. He's just telling you what a nice topiary you've made.
Because I'm not
there.
Much interested in listening to him either, so bog off.
He's also quite a womanizer by reputation. And
I'm a lady.
Yes, you introduce yourself to...
Yeah, I'll take my top off. And
which takes, I believe, several hours to complete because you're tied up quite...
Just hold on there.
Not a virgin by choice. You have been trying.
Yeah, I'm 54.
Get the kids off
it. As we're out in the VIP room, out the RPG room, is it the VIP room anymore? Have
both.
We stuck with that? No, both.
It's very important, there's role-playing games, people.
A gentle knock on the door, and that was quite gentle.
No, it's a gentle.
Gentle knock. It's Aaron, gentle. And Aaron knows we're in here, and he just sort of comes in gingerly.
Thank God you've arrived, Aaron.
Yes. <there's>
Dave was just describing taking his top off.
He's all, sorry.
That's not Harry.
I'm just, Dave, do we have any spare rat traps?
Not any spare ones. No, we're using them all.
Using them all. Okay.
Is that a code?
Are there any more?
Go ask Hayden Colquhoun. He would know.
Right. Hayden. Okay.
Hayden's out there.
Sorry for the interruption. He goes back out again, and to do whatever, looking for rat traps. So, back to the undressing of the young lady.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, okay. But the Dave that's playing as the woman is pondering the rat traps. Because we don't have any rat traps. So I assume that was code for something.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you do have rat traps. Maybe Aaron seems to think you do for some reason.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's gone off and bothered somebody else for rat traps.
No, I'm really interested in the rat traps. I think we should pursue.
You should stick with the rat
traps. Yeah. Just because, you know, any moment now Jane Austen's going to arrive and we're just going to have to kill ourselves, I think.
We're about an hour deep into the game, into the
RPG.
No,
we're not. We'll be two or 3 minutes.
All of a sudden.
As much as we could tolerate.
So good.
All of a sudden, there's no knock this time, but Aaron comes in.
Yeah.
Back
Aaron,
out.
Aaron.
Yes.
What's going on?
The reason I was after the rat traps is there's just a couple of rats around.
Yeah.
And there's...
More than usual.
Yeah, more than usual. More than usual. And I'm just trying to shoo them on or
no. Call the police.
We don't have anything heavier than a shovel, do we?
Normally
we don't even have a shovel, do we?
Normally it's a rat catcher that you would go and pay to do the job for you.
I don't think we can afford that kind of thing.
No, there just happens to be one out there. Mark Johnson, I believe.
Yeah. Mark Johnson.
The rat catcher. Yeah.
He's an exterminator.
If anyone is, he is.
I've seen him and Hayden Colquhoun talk about rats and catching rats for hours upon end. They can captivate a room for a good hour and a half just on the subject alone.
All right. Aaron goes back out with his broom and nursing his hand and shuts the door. And back to the undressing of the bodice, which has taken a full hour. As I said, we're an hour deep. You're down. I think you've got to the second tier of the lacing.
Is he still there? Is he still interested?
No, he's wandered off.
He's over, yeah.
You've been undressing yourself there all this time.
Can I be concerned about the rat situation? Because I,
if you'd like to be concerned about it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What I would probably do, being Dave, is I'd probably step out of the roleplay game now and see what's happening.
Okay. Yep.
Can I do that?
You can do that. So you excuse...
Dave, when you come back, can you bring me Red Bull? Because get Red a bit Bull. Parched.
Yep.
And sleepy because this game's fucking killing me.
As always, a Red Bull.
So you excuse yourself. You go out to where the desk is.
I don't need to excuse myself.
No, because, well, you run the place, don't you? So you can do whatever you
manners.
Like.
Well.
So it's manners, Dave. You'd say, I'd like to say please.
And you see there's no one behind the counter at this stage, but you do hear a commotion around the corner of where the board games are usually stacked.
Okay.
On the other side of that wall.
All right.
And it sounds like thwacking. And you see there are some people standing around just looking back at what's happening, whatever commotion's happening in the corner.
Directed at them, what's happening?
They're sort of pointing at those Aaron's whacking rats.
is that a euphemism for something?
No. Mark Davies is there, and he just tells you straight out. Yep. Aaron's over there whacking rats.
All right, I think we should close for the evening.
There's a usual sigh of, oh, what? Come on, it's only...
What do you mean, usual?
It's only 9:30.
The usual sigh.
Every time. Another rat infestation. The rats are out.
The whacking off has started again.
It's always Aaron.
That's all right. Aaron comes back and he's taken care of that. He's got some rats by the tail now. He's taken care of it.
This doesn't sound like the same Aaron.
He's got two rats by the tail, and he's bringing them out. He's going to, like, these buggers, and you're looking at them, and they're they've been fairly brutalised by the broom.
Okay.
Does Aaron have some past trauma with the rats or something?
It's only Dave there.
Well, he didn't have any rat traps, so I just improvised, you know. He improvised, so...
He would improvise, actually.
Yeah,
he would. And Aaron would solve this problem.
Yeah.
Mm. Good on you,
so he killed the
with
rats.
With whacking and buggery.
He solves a lot of... He tries to solve a lot of problems.
Aaron, put those rats in the bin, and then I will return to roleplay.
No worries. Aaron takes them off. And he goes, what, the inside bin?
Yes,
or
the,
okay, so he brings them back in through the RPG room and takes them, you know, all through out here to the green bins on the side.
Yeah.
And then goes back. You can see as he comes back out, he's still nursing his hand. He's got it wrapped up now with a bit
Is that a new hand wound, Aaron?
Oh, one of the rats bit me.
Okay. That's not healthy.
No,
this
no.
This is why we tried to give you
but
six
charisma.
But it's
all right. Charisma. Look, it's only there's only a...
One empathy.
There's only only an hour or so until the shift's over. I'll be right, and then I'll go home and I'll treat it.
I've already walked off before he finished.
Yeah, he thinks behind your back. He's like, oh, fucking old man Clark.
Old man Clark. That's a quote you sent in for us.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So you go back into the RPG room and you know,
they just tell everyone in the RPG room everything's fine. Aaron has
took
just
care
been
of
making
rats.
A mountain out of a mountain.
And did we run out of Red Bull?
And I go back and get the Red Bull.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for looking after me.
You go back out to get this Red Bull,
yes.
And
but I've got my wits
scuttering
about
it. Behind the behind the drinks fridge is another rat. You just
Aaron
see his tail going off.
There's
behind
another
it.
One.
Okay.
Get the rat, Aaron.
Aaron goes, he's got his broom. He's just, it had it behind the counter. So he just goes off and starts poking behind the fridge.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And this rat goes off and he darts around the other side and chases it up the wall as it goes, not up the wall, but along the wall as it heads towards the back of the room.
All right. I might call the fire brigade.
Fire brigade for rats?
Well, that's where I would start.
See if they know who you should call.
Okay. You can do that. So if you want to call the fire brigade,
I said I might. I've got a roleplay game to do. So.
Okay.
I'll
so
get the Red Bull.
Do you think it's important or not?
I'll get the Red Bull. I'll head back in. I'll say to David, who is my business partner, joint owner of the business, and I would say, here's your Red Bull. Also, there's a lot of rats out there, and Aaron has proven himself incapable.
They're not drinking the other Red Bulls, are they? Because I'm thinking of having another later on.
The Red Bull situation is fine.
Oh, okay. That's good. So do you think we should call people then? Can we deal with this?
I've considered calling the police initially, then the fire brigade, and I'm out of ideas.
Okay, so we can put those ideas under stupid ideas, and then we could probably think of some good ones using logic and
I think we should see how the rest of this garden party goes.
No, forget about that. This is an excellent opportunity for me to pursue this rat thing. Maybe we just need to, I heard you telling everyone that they best go home and we're better off just...
Yeah, that's my default. Whenever I'm uncomfortable in the shop, I'm like,
yeah,
everybody go
home.
But
we don't want anyone getting bitten. The last thing we would want to have happen was for any of the people in the store, including the staff, especially Aaron, we wanted him to get bitten or anything.
He hasn't been bitten yet.
He hasn't been bitten,
as far as I recall.
But otherwise, we could probably just wrap this game up of Pride and Prejudice.
At that point, you hear there's a scream comes from somewhere outside.
That'll be Aaron.
Stop. Okay, it doesn't sound like Aaron unless he screams like a young lady.
When someone places an order, he doesn't like.
No, it's somebody. There's a young lady out there screaming. That's what it sounds like, anyway. Unless Aaron does scream like a girl.
Who does it sound like? I'd recognise a scream from a woman. That
you
comes
can't
in
tell
here.
At this time. It's just a scream that's gone out in the room.
Is that
weird?
Ask how.
Okay, immediately get up out of the chair and go into the main area to investigate.
Yeah, you're out there and you can see that there's the first thing you see is that there's a table overturned. The closest one to where we are, towards the counter, is overturned, and there's somebody on the ground, just scrabbling at their hair. It's Michaela Schaefer. She's there scrabbling at her hair, like, get it off, screaming as well. And you can see there's like bite marks on her arm, and there's something big in her hair.
It's Aaron.
All right, I'll run over and grab one of the tablecloths and try to grab at whatever it is with using the tablecloth to smother the thing.
Yeah. So you've grabbed the nearest tablecloth, which happens to be one that's just sort of lying on the ground because the table's been overturned.
Right.
You can pick that up, and you're going to attempt to wrap it around her.
Yeah, and I'll say just stay still. I'll get it out.
Yep.
I'll get it out, and I'm using the cloth like a glove, and they're very hardy cloths.
Yep.
And I wouldn't imagine I'd get bitten through one of those because they are a very solid material. The Games Master, Matt. I'll ask her just to try and keep still as much best you can, and I'll try to grab hold of this thing and help it get it off her head.
David has training in this area.
He does have training.
Could be relevant.
Well, it's a fairly simple task. So this is the way it's going to work.
Yeah, Dr. ABC says just stand clear. It's a danger to me.
She's thrashing about. So she's sort of thrashing about. Her hands are up by her head. She's trying to get whatever it is out of her hair. And you can see that visibly that there are cuts on her. They look like bite marks on her arms and face. Now, in order to do this, because she's moving around, this is some degree of
dexterity.
Yeah. So this is the way it works. You need to take... Everybody starts off with one positive dice when you make a test. So you've got one positive die to start.
Check. Now,
she's moving about a fair bit, which makes the task a little bit more difficult. So you take a negative die. All right. So now you've got a pool of one positive, one negative. You're now going to add another positive because you've got the tablecloth the tablecloth to wrap it up. So, if need be, you could probably wrap it around her. So that gives you your die pool.
Okay.
Now, you've got to roll those dice, and you want to roll... Now, because what you're trying to do is it's a physical thing, okay? So you're trying to use your dexterity. So you need to roll equal to or under your dexterity to succeed. Mm-hmm. You only need to do that on one die. As long as you've done it on one die, it's a success. Now, the negative die, if it rolls the same number as any positive die, they cancel each other out.
Okay.
So if you roll a 2 and a 2,
yep,
they cancel each other out, and they're both removed from play. However, if you roll the dice and the negative dice doesn't cancel anything out, it remains active. Okay?
Don't want the sound of that.
All right. So let's have you roll them now. We'll see what you get.
I have rolled a 2, a 2, and a 1.
Okay, and what's
and
your...
And the 1 is on the negative dice.
What's your dexterity?
5.
5, so...
Out of 5.
5, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty easy task for you. You've succeeded. Now, but the 1 there, which is on the negative die, doesn't cancel out a positive, but it means you've also suffered a stress.
All right.
So any negative die that doesn't get cancelled out means you get a level of stress. Now, this can mean a lot of things. In this circumstance, it's just maybe in the trying to wrap it up, you've gotten bitten yourself.
No, I don't think it would mean that.
Maybe you've gotten scratched. No. Maybe it was by Michaela. Maybe it was by the rat. That's something like that has happened. All right?
Aaron. I think, Matt, you need to stop saying maybes and tell them what has
all right.
happened.
Yeah, exactly. So in my social features, I would like to point
out...
But
we're not talking about social because this is a dexterity roll. Ignore everything else. This is just sentence, dexterity.
Yes.
All right.
It's about to make his job easier, but I shan't.
Physical. So what's happened is you've gotten a scratch... As you're trying to wrap up this rat in the hair, okay?
I make a comment. I really like the way she's done her nails, but perhaps the edges need a bit more filing next
there
time.
You go. Yes. Oh, if you've got compliments as a social
trainer. No, forget about social. This is all about dexterity.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly right. So you've succeeded. You've got this writhing, wriggling thing in the tablecloth, but you've gotten scratched in the process.
From Michaela's delightfully groomed fingernails.
So as he's completing that task, I'm halfway, but I'm like in the doorway of the roleplay room in the store, observing David.
Yeah.
And I turn inward to my roleplay group and I say, "Roleplayers, assemble."
Is this in your semi-nude state?
Where are we
in the garden party right now? I don't know.
Well, you guys are all out here.
I say the safety word, and we abandon the role-play game, and we know that we're in reality.
I'm glad that we agreed on the safety word, because which is we were going pretty deep.
Deoxyribonucleic acid, again.
So they all should be in a state of readiness now.
Okay. Well, okay. If you're all coming out there, it's up to you.
Yeah,
I'm surprised it didn't follow earlier, to be honest.
There's a fair bit of racket going out there now with all the commotion. Yeah, the screaming stopped. But now it's being replaced by sobbing and crying.
That could be any magic tournament.
Good one.
That's an average Saturday afternoon, is that what you're saying?
Well, the thing that's inside the tablecloth, I'll just wrap the tablecloth up. And is it strong and powerful? Or does it just feel like a rat in there?
Well, it's like having a rat in a bag.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Hey, good
it's
metaphor.
About. Thank you. I was going to say cat in a bag, but I thought, no, it's a rat.
Yeah. Okay, what I'll do is I'll roll it anything up in works. The tablecloth, and I'm just going to take the tablecloth outside and chuck it near the big bins and run away. That's what I'm going to do. Because I don't really feel like, if it's just a creature, I don't want to be killing it or anything like that. I'll just, you know, let it do its own thing, but out by the bins, not in the store. Yeah. Okay. And I'll come and rescue the cloth later on. And we'll
rescue
go and see how...
Cloth.
Yeah.
So you're taking it out to the big bin. Now,
where is
the big bin?
Over...
Just out there.
We're all
outside
pointing.
Outside the front of the building to the right.
To the right around the corner.
Who is back home.
Right. Yeah, so you go out the front door of the front door of the store, immediately turn right and just go around the corner of the building.
Okay, you can do that. As you've gone outside the door, which was open, which is probably how the rats are getting in, you've gone around the corner
a judgment call.
And you can see that there's... you can see that... the car park, because of the time of the night, late night trading's finished. It's about it's after 9 o'clock now, so there's not a lot of cars in the car park out there, and the bins are exactly where you say they are. You chuck the tablecloth into the bin.
Does he see any zombies?
Do you have to close the lid?
No, I wouldn't throw it in the bin. I was just going to throw it by the bins.
By the bins, okay.
Yeah, so this thing wriggles free. It can just go off to whence it came.
Yep, okay. So you do that. The tablecloth falls down on the ground.
Yeah.
And because it's now loose, the rat scurries out and sort of stops there for a moment, sniffing around, and then sort of scuttles under a bin.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be hanging there for that long. I think I'd be scuttling back into the store as quickly as as I drop the cloth, I'm making a move for the back in the store.
Yep. So you've done that, gone back into the store, Where have you guys? What have you guys done? Where are you? Are you out in the store? Are you in the RPG room?
Well, we all
there. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
My stats are I don't care.
So you don't care where you are.
I don't care about anybody else.
Yeah. Well, apparently I'm quite empathetic, so I imagine I am sitting next to Michaela, possibly with a bottle of water.
Stroking her.
Yeah. So she's shaking, as you can imagine. She's
we
got
need to
bites
do
up and down
her
arm.
Do you happen to have like a cloth or something we can wet and wipe her wounds with or something?
I'll just pull Xanthia aside a little bit and I'll say, we need to get her out of the store as quickly as we can, otherwise this is an insurance issue.
I understand. Perhaps you could actually call one of the emergency services.
Have we got a first aid?
As soon as they're outside. Yeah.
I'm not sure that there are emergency services.
Do they all just shut off in the middle of the night?
Nightingale hasn't turned up for another 50 years at the Battle of Crimea. Is that right?
I gave the safety word.
I'm sorry, are you still in the RPG room trying
He's
to...
stuck at the garden party.
Thankfully, right. Justin, that's all gone. the facade of the project
Hedges
World is gone.
We're coming back to it.
Oh, I don't think
so. Yeah, just
some
dealing
apocalypse
with the issue.
That might prevent us.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers apocalypse.
Well, I have an excellent sense of direction, apparently, so I have managed to navigate from in the RPG room to out into the shop successfully.
Skillfully.
Wow.
That was impressive.
Terrific.
Have we got a first aid kit, Dave?
Of course we have.
Yeah, David. Brilliant. Let's get a load of that.
How big is it?
Yeah. Well, it's the size of a box.
Okay.
Yeah. Box. Okay. Yep. Somebody, and whoever's going to go and get that.
We'll tell Aaron to call.
We'll all get it.
Tell Aaron to call an ambulance.
Where is Aaron even?
Aaron's
Shouldn't
in the store.
Have been dealing with this? He was out here primarily.
Aaron is calling an ambulance while we get the first aid kit to see what we can do in the meantime.
All right,
how's
he does it.
How's Aaron's hand?
He says it's a sore.
No, I'm not asking. I'm just looking at it.
Oh.
Bleeding or
it's
fine?
You can see where it's actually bled through the bandage that he has on it. Yeah.
Shouldn't we encourage the bleeding then by lancing it to get the humours back in balance?
This is good. This is our first aid guy.
There we go.
So you've got medic as one of your traits, haven't you?
No.
But
just the logic.
Horrible historical medic.
It's logical sense, isn't it? I mean, there's an imbalance of his humours if he's got...
if there's anything wrong with him.
Yeah, if there's anything wrong, if there's blood or greenness, or there's something not right. Is his melancholy too high, or is he sanguine?
It's too much black bile, that's the problem.
So you need to mash up a spider and put it under his tongue.
Leeches.
Just some lancing.
But for now,
right, Riley, help Justin break character. He's trapped.
Thanks, Riley.
For now, Dave, you come back with the first aid kit.
Yes,
because you're the only one who knows where it is.
Yeah. Well yes. No. I mean, that's not the way that I would operate it, but it's the truth. It's poorly stocked. I will not lie about that. But in here we have Band-Aids. There's
Band what?
There's also.
You banned
A. Are there alcohol swabs?
You're killing me.
There's no alcohol swabs.
Betadine swabs?
There's.
It's literally a box.
Wait, sorry. Have you got anything in there?
Two powder free rubber gloves.
Oh, good.
Which I think Mikhail will be very nervous about us using.
box of half open tissues.
A wound dressing bandage.
Yeah.
Like an impenetrable white box of some kind.
It says first aid kit on it.
It says first
aid
kit.
There appears to be a list on the front of it.
And some sodium chloride irrigation solution.
Oh, yeah, let's
spray some of that on the wounds.
In the eyes?
And the gauze swab and such like.
Okay. I'm not sure this will quite do it. It
do
seems
need?
Like she's got a few cuts. Well, we need something. Have you got any form of alcohol or cleaning thing, or do you
ambulance.
Think we should do the sailing?
There's qualified people
sailing.
Are coming.
Yeah, true. Santhi, but don't you think we should clean
aid.
It?
It's not
first aid.
It's not last aid.
You don't just leave a person and just sit there with bites. You at least clean them. I mean,
you've come back. Yeah, you've gone and got the first aid kit.
Your knees.
Got the first aid.
There's nothing there that'll help.
Well, then we'll have to wait for the ambulance then.
At the very least, she can pick through it to entertain herself.
Oh, yes, very true.
I don't want to get all Jane Austen on you, but I don't think we know about germs in 1805. We only know about bleeding out.
And leeches.
And leeches. But germs are a much later thing, so it's just their attitude, basically.
She just needs to get over
she's
it.
Very
no, her
so
place.
Is anyone going to help poor Mikhaila, who's shaking, she's sobbing, she's please help, help.
Dave's asked her to leave.
Right. Pull yourself together, you silly cow.
Who is it that has a jacket? Dave or David?
Yeah, not using them, I don't remember.
could I perhaps borrow one of your dressings to drape over?
That wasn't in character, that was David, actually.
That was just...
There'll be, I look over at some of
found.
The gamers.
Lost and found.
There's sure.
always a hoodie in the lost and found.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to wear it even if you were wounded. I ask Matteo Marino... Who is still playing a game despite the rats?
Oh, it's good to see him down. That's my wife's cousin. Yeah.
Matteo.
He is a dedicated gamer.
Shout out to Matt.
Matteo.
That'd be cousin Niles.
Your jacket. Pronto, I say.
He gives me his jacket. That's good.
Your mum is there, Xanthi. Tess is there. She's been playing games. And she just looks at you light and goes, oh, for God's sake. And comes over with a...
With Imogen, because Imogen's there as well, right, with her.
Yeah, the family Leilau was there. Yeah. Only your dad's missing at this stage.
Oh, he's probably away on business again.
He might show up later on.
But she goes, for God's sake, you guys are useless. And she goes, where's the first aid kit?
It's a poor assortment of best.
Just bring it out.
I think it's almost illegal.
<Don't know. laughs> And she goes to Mikhaila and she turns on all her matronly charm and get the first aid kit, bring it over. Yeah. You could probably speak better than I could about her character. She'd be like that, wouldn't she?
Is there any bones exposed?
No, it's just bites. Just like little bites.
Well,
then,
who are you talking about?
My mum.
Bites and scratches
she's
up and down her arms and her face.
Fantastic if there's scratches. Horrible if there's bones.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, this is very... She's putting all the courage because she sees no one around her is doing it. So,
That's good. That's why we have these people.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for these.
The community serves itself.
Yeah,
exactly. See, that's the type of community we have here.
Yeah, I mean, that Liam Bennett, he just keeps watching on the sidelines. What good is that?
Who, me?
No, Liam Bennett.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he would watch. I'm not watching.
So there we go. So she's got you've bought the first aid kit out. She rifles through it. She's got straight for the sailing, cracked it open, and she's put it on one of the gauzes and is dabbing at the wounds on the arms and the face. That's what she's doing at the moment. All right. Aaron's still got his hand as well, and he comes up to me and goes, "Oh, I didn't even know we had a first aid kit.
Yes,
you
did.
Can I? Is there anything in there for me?"
There's a big fat leech. Here we go. Stick the leech on his hand
and then chew it.
I think it may be time.
Go and wash your hands in the sink and just clean it up as much as you can.
Yeah, he said, "I've done that, but it's just."
Well,
you know,
I'm a bit of a bleeder.
I
just asked him a couple of questions. Have you emptied the bins? Have you done the cashing up? We've got like 15 minutes till we close, so you might want to get onto that.
He says, I'll get onto it, but...
Don't bleed on the money.
They won't accept it then, will they? So after Michaela's been treated by Tess and Aaron's treated himself because there's no healthcare here at Good Games, he sort of stumbles off back to the counter to do what you asked him to do because he's a good employee.
Well, it's been suggested to me that I've not been role-playing myself quite accurately. I would, of course, hug him.
In that tiny blob that we had. During that tiny blob, we cover a lot of ground.
I'd hug him and I'd stroke his hair and such, and I'd say, "You'd be all right.
Come on, buddy. We've been through worse than this. Look at this."
I know the empathy says one, but I don't know. I like Aaron.
You like Aaron. There we go. Everyone likes Aaron. All right. So he's gone back. Michaela's calmed down a bit now, but Tess just says, "Look, we probably need to get... She needs to go to see a doctor. They need to get her down to Bentley Hospital."
The ambulance is on its way.
All right. That's good. That was called about what time?
I'd say 6:34 p.m.
So that was called about 9:45, yeah. I think you said, because it was 15 minutes to closing.
Yeah.
9:45, it was called, and you're about 5 minutes past that now, okay? So it's still 10 minutes to 10.
Okay. Well, the ambulance should be here in 5 minutes, dependent on traffic.
Exactly right.
And it'd be hellish getting past Carousel at that time of night.
So, it is quite bad at that time of night, isn't it?
However,
who asked me that? Was that the DM asking me, or
it doesn't matter?
But hang on a minute. They've been coming from Bentley Hospital, so that's only a couple of minutes up the road. So how long have they been? 15.
About five minutes.
Oh, okay. About 5 minutes.
And 10 to 10, the cars would have already gone because late night ends at 9. So 9:30 at max is when they left.
Look, I would certainly. I already suggested it to Aaron, but I'm now going to say it. Guys, we're closed. This is a traumatic experience for everybody except Riley. Can you please leave?
Mm, I'm used to this. It's happened before.
It's unnerved the number of people, so I think people are tending to agree with you, and they're going to they're packing up their games, being very careful, of course, to put all the components back in the boxes
rules.
And packets.
Not
that's
Amy
right.
Evans. Hey, she's just thrown it all in.
As you leave the store, though, just watch out, because I threw whatever it was that was in Michaela's hair outside in the vampiric rat. Out to
stay clear of the bins.
Yeah, stay clear of the bins. It could be running around out there.
No, so that was Tyrone Cole running around out looking at rummaging. I think there's a whole lot of rummaging going on.
All right. As the first people start to go out towards open the door and out into the car park, somebody just sort of yells and jumps back, and a rat comes in through the door, and it's like running at this person's foot. Nipping away, just trying to get at this person. Mm-hmm. And this person's like doing a dance. I don't see who it is. Who was it?
Sure,
anyone
Jason
see?
Dale.
Was it? Jason's jumping up and down.
He's a great dancer. Like I love his material.
Nipping at his feet.
He's trying to nip at his feet and his legs.
Very interpretive.
Yeah. Yeah, the rat's just doing this. And he's flicking his legs, trying to kick it off.
Do we go to an initiative order?
There's no initiative order. There's not in this game.
But no, in real life, there is.
Well, yeah, I say, Riley, advance on that creature.
You see the situation.
Xanthi has to go first because she rolled higher.
You see the situation. It's up to you how you deal with it. What are you going to do?
Collectively?
Is he outside the shop?
Millie,
no, he's inside the shop. He stepped back into the shop.
Grab that bloody rat off him. Help him out.
I grab him and try to separate him from the beast whilst
Riley
selflessly falls on the creature.
I would try and probably kick the thing out of the way.
In your thongs?
Yeah.
Yeah? Alright.
I mean...
There's a lot of peering under the table at this moment.
So you're wearing thongs?
Simultaneously, everybody ducks their head
wearing thongs?
Yeah.
No, Riley, and you knew we were role-playing with what you come with, and you're wearing thongs.
It's not. Yeah.
Alright, you can do that.
Comfortable, you know?
It's actually a thong.
So you're probably closest, then you...
I'll try and, like, sweep it out of the door.
With your foot?
Oh, usher it out with that broom's to hand, isn't it? That was just behind the desk. desk is right next to the door. I'll try and use the broom.
Okay, so you grab the broom
yeah.
and try and give it a swipe. Yep,
sure.
So give yourself a positive.
All right.
Because to start, give yourself a positive because you're using the broom to help you. Give yourself a negative because the rat's sort of small and scurrying about and being really aggressive.
Okay.
So roll those dice, three dice.
All right.
So you've got a 2 and a 2, which cancel each other out, and you've got a 4, and what is your dexterity? You using physical.
Two.
Okay, so you've failed, you've missed, and
missed.
you've just missed the rat. It's sort of scurried around the inside of, the egg, of his leg, and Jason started to say that, shit, it's bit me. Okay.
It's well, funny because it's Riley voted himself as a 3 dexterity, but we voted him down.
Yeah. I could definitely, for the record, have gotten that rat out of the shop with a broom. It's just these dice.
So you can have another go. You can always have another go. It's yeah. not something that you can't just keep doing. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you managed to succeed. Yep.
But and got a negative.
The negative. Now, negatives don't always mean bad things. It
can
just
it
means that
case?
Something. In this case, yeah.
That's
in this
spirit.
Case,
yeah.
When you've gone to scattered off with the broom, it's sort of hung on to the broom, and in your backwards stroke, it's kind of jumped at your feet.
Okay.
So it's right in front of you now.
All right. Well,
David. I shout for David.
Yeah. I
know in real life. But also in the game has high dexterity.
He's a master polo player, so I think we're going to see that rat go straight through the door.
Yeah.
Your fellow Englishman, Riley, is struggling with this
I
rat.
I can see, because we're right in it together, aren't we? Right.
Get in there, man.
The cloth thing worked pretty well last time, so I'll grab another cloth off the table.
How many tablecloths do you think Good Game's going to afford to lose?
Dave, how many have we got?
We have exactly 16.
Okay.
So there you go, we've got 16.
It's down to 15 now.
And yeah, there's one outside with a rat in it.
This is a terrible evening, I say.
Yeah, well, the amount of people that have left is and versus the people that are still in the store? How many people are still in the store?
There's about half a dozen plus yourselves. So
okay.
Plus us. So there's 12. There's a dozen people still running
in
the store, including
yeah, I'm curious what
and
Matthew McHale is doing,
people,
who is always here on a Thursday night.
The people outside that have already left,
really
have they made their way to their cars and are heading off?
No, Jason was right at the front of the door. Some of the people had gone out. Jason was right at the door, so he's preventing anyone else from getting past him. At this stage, because of the jumping around, all right.
Oh,
so
okay.
Some people have left,
all right.
But there's about a dozen people remaining in the room.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
In the store.
So, and the rat's on his foot.
Oh, the rat's now on Riley's foot.
Riley's foot.
It's in front of him.
Okay.
It's in
I tell
front
Jason,
of
him. Shut the door. Stop any more rats getting in because okay. It seems to be something crazy's going on. And then we'll go grab the tablecloth and make my way towards
right.
Riley
yeah.
to do the
okay.
dive on
Jason
rat.
Jason reacts. Shuts the door, but then he's just holding it shut with his hand. So, because it's got that, you know, like the handle, door handle, he's holding it.
Right.
So he hasn't locked it or anything.
Okay.
It's just shut.
When I can, I will lock the door.
Okay.
Using my knowledge of the door lock.
All right.
You have to roll.
So there's a rat at your feet at the moment, though, Riley.
Okay.
Okay, so what are you going to do? There's a rat at your feet.
Will
any moment, it's probably going to try and bite you. It hasn't this stage. It's sort of gripped onto the broom. Like it does in its little
Why?
Rat hands.
Try and throw the broom with the rat out the door.
The door's
the
now shut.
Like, I'd get Jason to open it while I throw
might
the broom out.
Run
no, no, don't,
to
don't
the,
open the door. Don't open the door.
Storage room, if that's okay, and maybe
we'll
try to find a fairly sizable box, perhaps.
Yeah, I don't like
might be
customers to go into the storage room unattended. So,
well, I've found three of them in there.
I think it's an appropriate time, Dave.
I've just
got to ignore you and do it anyway.
I've just found three customers in the storeroom, and I think we should stuff them in the crevices of the door to keep the rats out.
Name them and shame them.
Yeah, Sarah Hanrahan, Axton Ryder, and Selby Lane. You know who you are. It's disgusting, and it's got to stop right now.
Hey, if Sarah's here, that means the meat axe is in the room, in the building somewhere.
Yeah.
So we all know about the meat axe.
She'll take care of business.
Oh, he's going to sort these rats out.
All right, I'm going to keep the rat entertained so it's not off anywhere.
Okay, you're gonna sing a song.
I'm just gonna keep his attention.
I'm on my way over there.
Cloth.
So it's trying to make its way up the broom handle now. It's sort of winding its way and it's rat like using its tail to wind up the broom handle
okay.
up towards your hands.
Right. Perhaps
tail.
You should drop the broom.
No, well, I'm gonna push the broom away so it like leans up and over. And I'll grab the bottom of it and try and hit it into the floor. So the, with the rat grabbing onto it.
So the rat's going up to the top of the broom. Rats, you're going to grab the bottom of the broom.
I'm
going to
flip the broom over this way and then try and.
This is a mechanical engineer at work here.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Yep.
Well done, sir.
That's what I do every day.
How to roleplay yourself. That's fantastic.
Okay. Yep. So give it a go. Right. I'm going to give you. Well, you seem to know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's two dice. No negatives, so I'm just going to give you positives. That was a pretty good explanation.
Right.
Yep, you've done it.
Sweet.
So you managed to upend the broom
yep.
and flick it down onto the ground, mm-hmm. and you've sort of pinned it under the point of the broom.
Shout, die.
You've pinned it under the point of the broom to the floor.
Fine,
okay?
That's... what I wanted to do,
all right.
pretty much.
Yeah. You've done that.
Well,
you find it sort of
it's on you guys.
Goes.
Go. Take it away.
you find it disturbingly easy. Right?
So
you, like
what?
You've gone all the way through to the floor.
Ah, okay.
Oh, so it's not just he hasn't just pinned it. He's like
you've like impaled it.
Okay. Well, watch out, people.
So well done.
I guess you don't need
because you might
then.
Do that to us
if you. Try and climb up my broom. Yeah.
Right.
So he's got rat on a stick at the moment.
Euphemism alert. He's got rat on a stick.
Like a rat kebab.
Yeah, a rat kebab. Yeah.
Plus one bonus.
Food later.
But it's still moving about. Yeah, and it's, I guess it's...
writhing.
Writhing, yeah.
Oh, if I've seen he's dealt with it, I'm going to go over to the door and just check that there's nobody freaking out or anything's going on in the car park. And if people have already started to leave in their cars, might just snip the door.
Yep.
Locked, because we're expecting an ambulance any second.
Directly
now.
Out in front of you, it seems all clear.
Yeah.
Yep.
I turn the sign to closed.
Can you roll for that?
How do you do that?
Can you get the text from us, but except for Ambos?
Yeah, Ambos not. Yeah.
Paramedics, welcome. Everyone else, sorry, we're closed.
All right.
Isn't Bentley a women's only hospital? Is that
no.
A problem? No?
Okay. No.
Well, my father is a woman.
Oh, sorry.
I think.
I thought it was for... your man Aaron. Or is he on
the
phone?
He's
Aaron's just washed his hands.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? 000. Can I have an ambulance? Are you. Is this for a man? I'm sorry. No, we're not coming.
So I thought they only did maternity and women's things. Oh, no. So didn't know that. So they do have an emergency ward.
I don't think
if you roll
high enough.
But certainly there would be ambulances coming from down that way.
And
wherever,
besides,
you know, the way you, when you ring for an ambulance, you don't ring the hospital, you ring dispatch, and then they.
Matt McHale came out with ambulances come from the air, they're magic, they just arrive.
No. Right, they can be, and wherever the closest ambulance is, the one that will be dispatched to the store, okay?
Just call one now, let's see how long it takes.
Oh, my name's Matt McHale.
My friends are role playing.
And out of interest, did you come from Bentley or Armadale?
Do you accept men?
Take one of you to get.
There's a psychiatric ward, I think, across the road.
I know that there's mental health on Bentley, and there's an elderly on Bentley, and people will be just really enjoying hearing this.
There's an emergency service room in Bentley, so... Yeah.
Right. The ins and outs of Bentley Hospital.
Go to Bentley.
Yeah. The ins and outs of Bentley Hospital are fascinating, but there's a rat pinned to the floor. Two people have got bites. Three people, sorry. Jason's been bitten on the leg as well. And... that's where you're at the
right.
moment.
Well,
we all look to Dave, store manager, for guidance.
Well, I turn the aircon up.
okay.
Yeah.
To make it cool?
Yeah. Up to be cooler.
I might enlist the help of David to help me get this rat in the box, and maybe we can try killing it further, because you said it's still writhing.
I'm not interested in putting it in a box. I'm just going to wrap it up in the tablecloth and just tie it up.
But that's another tablecloth you think.
No, that's just the one...
Down to 14 tablecloths now.
There's the one tablecloth which I
you
had
can,
grabbed.
You can, it's fine. It's just that I thought a box would be a bit
more stone. No,
we started with 16, right?
Yeah.
Wait a second, there's one up there. Is that or is that a banner?
No, collectively.
Yeah, I get that too.
No, they're banner hanging hooks.
Yeah. All right. Is that what you're going to? You're going to try find a box? There's ample boxes.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I found one in this thing.
They can just
crawl
out of the box.
No. You shut the lid and it's pretty dead. And
all right.
This is exactly what would happen.
For instance, I have pet rats. They don't climb out of boxes that easily.
Rats and boxes, yeah. I've seen them on television. There's lots of scurrying, but as soon as they get in a box, that's it. They just go, fuck
it's a dead rat.
What colour are the rats?
No, they're still wriggling around.
The rats.
But it's half dying. It's being impaled.
The rats are sort of a motley grey brown.
So it's a common rat. It's a wild rat. They're not laboratory. tissue rats. They're not white.
No, no.
Are they like the common, really big water like, rat size?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, because you, we're down near, well, if you think about where we are, the Canning River is just not too far away. So
I'm actually surprised those we ones don't that live down by the side there.
No, you think about it.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, it's a motley grey brown. Yeah.
Are you looking at
the rat, or are you just looking at it afar? Are you looking at it closely to determine anything else about the rat?
Just put it in a box.
No, you haven't done that yet. You've just talked about it. You want to put it in a box.
Okay,
it's pinned to the floor at the moment. Justin, you're looking at the rat?
No, no, I'm volunteering. I'm volunteering with someone else I found, Scott Free.
Ah, Scott Free.
Yeah. Drag Scott out.
He'd be wanting to get involved.
So he's come out with rats. He's got a box that I think Aaron found out the back of the storeroom.
The box thing. Why didn't we think of that?
Okay.
What are we doing?
Because
he
doesn't seem to want me.
It's a better solution than a box.
A bucket would work too.
No, he's come out with a box with the lid.
Rats can't get out of buckets either.
Yep. You're going to help collect it up. He's willing to help you.
Super sharp.
Oh, Aaron's willing to help me.
Not Aaron.
Scott is willing to help me. Right. Sorry.
With a box.
Well then, yeah. I guess. You know, very carefully, perhaps using a tablecloth as gloves, apparently. Or maybe I might grab the gloves from the first aid kit because it's probably not safe to touch it.
Okay.
Those were powder-free. Powder-free.
Yeah, I get a bit itchy with powder.
You put the gloves on. You got the box.
All right.
You've got a helper.
I might kind of grab it by the tail and shove it in
it
and kind of close the... Yeah.
The tail comes
out. All right, well, I'm going to put the tail back into the box.
No, wait. Stop. Hold everything. Wait a second, the tail comes off.
This is my rat. This is one I pinned to the floor.
This is recently dead, right? Pulls off. Is it possible that he, you know, just kind of shook it around too much?
How is the rat doing?
The rat's still moving about and wriggling about. You've got it impaled
through
its, like, midsection.
Yeah.
The tail's just been pulled off.
It is not
a gecko? Still... No, it's not a gecko. It's a rat.
Can someone with heavy shoes on have a crack at this rat?
Well, yeah,
is
anybody
it a
got
small
boots on?
Primary school child?
Yeah, we're all wearing... Oh, Justin's got decent...
No, I've got thongs on. I'm in Riley's camp.
It is so comfortable.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm stomping on it.
You went to university.
Several.
Should its tail come off?
No. Not well, I mean, they're not designed to be detachable.
Okay. Designed by...
Nature.
Evolution.
You were going to say Jesus.
All right. Well, then,
Doing an angry
mob. I might try to locate maybe a clipboard, perhaps one that is from the reception area only.
You're going to take its details. What's your birthday?
No, I might try to use it to just kind of push it to the box.
I'll
you know
you
how
bring
you might
something heavy
something
so that
gross.
We can just crush the rat.
You're still holding it pinned? Because you're not going to... He's holding it pinned to the ground. So, Riley, you're going to have to give off
otherwise,
a little bit of pressure so that she can get the board underneath it. Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, no,
it's still alive.
Not similar to a spider, more like...
Dispatch. Yeah, just kill it. We're not putting it in a box.
No,
we're just killing
just
it.
She's
just killing
I was going to put it into a box to remove it.
No,
mostly,
gonna,
but if you're happy to drag
die
it.
First.
You want
to
kill it.
We
all right,
kill
so
it.
Let's kill it.
Let's try and kill it.
Yeah, I'll bring out a 2-kilogram weight.
Because you keep those here?
It's just
his weight room.
Top.
There are heavy boxes.
Did you see a home
boxes.
Gymnasium?
Well, I see a paint tin. That would probably do it.
Yeah, it was next to the Arcanum, I think.
Just beside the Necronomicon?
You saw the paint tin, so...
All right.
Okay.
There
happens to be a paint
tin,
because you've got to fix the walls every now and then, don't you?
You don't have to justify a paint tin.
There it is.
It's not
anything.
Who's got the paint
tin? We could go get Jeffrey Harris to do it. He seems fairly willing.
Yeah, he drives a good car.
I think we pushed him out the door towards the rats earlier.
Oh, not him then.
Well, since things are settling down a little bit, I'd be a bit concerned about a squashing a rat under the carpet.
That is the reason for the box, people.
So I fully support the idea of let's put the rat's remains in a box.
It's not dead yet.
But who's going
to
do it?
Xanthi
with
her
clipboard.
I just need a clipboard and a box. I've got my gloves. I would just like some help.
This is a hell of a lot of talk.
In fact,
if
Riley would be willing to lift a stick up just a bit so it kind of slides in and shakes it all about into said box.
Can I just scrape it up the wall and then you put the box under it and I'll just pull the broom away and it'll drop into the box.
Gravity.
Can we just do that?
As you're pushing the broom end along, it sort of moves with
Yeah,
yeah. I'll just nod at McCallum and at her wounds and go, sting, don't they? Yeah. While these idiots, like all eight of them, try and get a rat in a box.
Yeah, it's leaving a stain on the carpet as it's pushed along. Yeah. All right. You've managed to get it to the cornice.
Feel free to fast forward us a bit. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Skip ahead.
What colour box is it?
It's pinned to the wall, waiting for someone to put a box under this rat so I can drop it.
Oh, Xanthi, if you want a box, Xanthi's your go-to girl for that.
Bloody
sorted.
Okay, when you release the broom, it lands with a thud into the box, but it's thrashing about in the box. Fine. It started thrashing about.
Yep.
Box lid, that's what we need.
Can we just put it outside
perhaps
now?
If I, you know, fold the flaps over, might do it.
That's ridiculous.
Look, man, it's in a box. We're just going to immobilise it within the box.
Yep.
If someone wants to crush it in the box, that's fine. Now there won't be
the rats
guts
in a box.
On the carpet. Okay.
It's on the carpet.
So Michaela is as composed now. She's wondering, where's that ambulance?
Well, it's only been 10 minutes.
It's been about 10 minutes or so now.
Michaela, hold on. You'll be fine. It's, you know.
I'll give them a call.
They just probably
could
work out which hospital to go from.
Dave and his most empathetic voice.
I'll go call the ambulance, play people again, and just find out, you know, what's going on.
No worries. You ring, who do you ring? Well, you ring
000,
wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like a place where you ring them direct.
Yeah. But, is Bob there?
I'm driving at the moment.
I know he's changing the tyres on his F100, but, you know, we're going to need an ambulance tonight, so I hope he's going back on.
You ring 000 and you get the message, we're experiencing higher volume calls than normal. Please stand by and someone will tend to your call.
All right, I'll put it on speakerphone and walk away.
Is it music?
I'll put it on speakerphone and just hang out near it.
That's exactly what you would do, though.
I'm going to go and touch Aaron.
I think it just tells you about health services, and if there's an emergency, dial 000 if in life-threatening circumstances. If it's not a life-threatening circumstance, then please call your local police number on
1-3-1-3-1-3-1-4-1-6-0-1-1-8.
Don't quote that shocking.
Let me just tell you.
Can remember
call
the police phone
516-523.
Dragon logo.
Do not listen to this podcast if you need advice on how to call the police in an emergency. No. All right. So, yeah, you've left it on speakerphone, and it's just that message repeating over and over again. High call volumes at the moment.
Somebody check out the window, see what's going on. See if there's any clues for, you know, like... you know, the traffic, you know, because we would expect it all to be quiet by now. And, you know, sometimes you can
the
smoke or anything like
looking
that.
Out the window, because, you know, there was construction going across the road. There was the orange construction lights were going on.
Yes.
Yep. So that's been going for about a week now.
Right.
And you do see the orange flashing in the directly outside, plus in the reflection of the gym across the road.
Yeah.
You can see that. But you do also notice flicks of red and blue.
Have a just while I'm looking at the gym, just a fleeting glance see if there's any hot babes just walking around. I'll call the guys that one. There aren't. All right, don't worry, fellas. No, don't worry about it. Gym looks as slow closed as well.
No, actually, I did spot someone over the window parading just in their lycras. Aaron Louise Madsen.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Erin Louise Madsen.
That's
parading.
A shame. Is actually a girl's name. I probably just really offended her. I'm sorry, Erin.
Jonathan Durnford is there too. So
oh, yes. Fantastic.
Also in lycra.
Also.
Yeah, spandex
suit.
You
can't stop him. He turns up all the time.
All right. Yep, so you can see a flex. Just flashes of red and blue.
Are there any workmen out there with a... does it just appear normal?
It just appears normal.
Oh, right.
Not rats attacking people's faces.
Well, when you say, are there any workmen out there?
I'm suspicious.
You're looking for workmen in particular?
No, I'm just looking to see if it looks normal.
There's the machinery out
there. I'm looking for the ambulance.
And there are the lights out there. You don't necessarily see any workmen right out in front of you. But they run with a very skeleton crew and...
Skeletons? You know,
I tell David the workmen will be back tomorrow if you want to look at them.
Yeah. All right.
I can see Matteo Marino operating one of the excavators to craft a set of polyhedral dice out of limestone. Very imaginative, very impressive.
That's not happening. All right, so that's what's going on outside. from your vantage point. Because, you know, there's a building blocking the way. You can't really see much from there.
So, you know, in all honesty, if there was no sign of any more, you know, dangers like rats, I mean, I'm just probably going to be thinking now that this is just an abnormality. I'm going to walk out to Albany Highway and have a look up and down and see if I can flag down the ambulance.
Okay.
Just in case he's lost or doing laps.
Aaron will go with him.
Aaron's not sure whether that's wise.
So I don't need company. It's only a trip out to the road. What's the biggie?
Well, perhaps you can take this box with you and just chuck it in the bin as you go.
No, I don't want to go with your box. You can.
It's your box,
but it's yours.
You can deal with it.
All right.
You've worked hard for that.
You've worked hard for that rat in the box.
It'll be a shame if you were to give it away.
Take the box, David.
Never give it away, Zen.
Matt,
all right, no worries.
I am going to check on Aaron's wounds.
Yep.
Are they festering or?
It's about a quarter inch laceration, a little bit deep. So that's what explains why it's bleeding a lot. I think.
I'll ask him if he's still doing the radio show.
He says, he's doing. He had another shift recently, and it's going well. Yeah, he's going to pick up extra time.
That's a radio show on RTR FM. Yeah. On, I'd love to be able to tell you what frequency. I can't.
That's three in the morning.
Yeah, 3 a.m. And you know, he's got a shift in the morning actually. So so he's hoping to get home for a little bit of
once
sleep.
Once you've done the cashing up, you just head on home.
I had a quick go around with the vacuum.
Can I go see how Jason's bite is?
Yep, Jason's bite. So he's been rubbing it, and he's pulled his leg up, and it's just like a bite that started to bleed a little bit. Yeah, so it wasn't a very big one. All right, so you've managed to get the rat into a box, and these things are, you don't rush these things, I'm sure.
Well, I think I was about to give Jason a Band-Aid from the crappy.
So look, he's just got a little bit of. It's a superficial sort of bite, but it's enough to. Everyone knows that, you know, rats have. Yeah. Pretty filthy.
Probably give it a bit of a rinse with that saline.
Everyone's going to want to go get tetanus shots.
Rats are the pigeon of the street, aren't they?
That's right. Yeah. pigeons. That's exactly what they're known as.
They're seagulls without wings.
You see, pigeons were first, and then they started calling the rats after the pigeons. It's just the Americans got it the wrong way around.
All right.
Can you get a pigeon in a box?
Yes, actually. We had a pigeon in our backyard once. We put it in a box.
There we go.
It's in the box, still flashing about, and you've managed to fix this. It's a superficial wound on Jason. Jason, thanks you for fixing that up.
I'm glad.
He said it stings like hell, but
he's all right.
They're not.
All right.
So we've got quite a few people in store.
Yep.
But
yep.
I'm not one of them, so I'll shut up. I'm out in the street.
No, you didn't say you were going out on the street.
You said
you were going to the window.
No,
I walked out. Towards Albany Highway to flag down the ambulance.
Let's deal with that. Stuff. So you've gone outside.
Shit.
Okay, so they've got a rat in the box. No,
true
that's
attention
okay.
to himself.
So,
wasn't that one of his negative traits?
I took it that you were looking through the window to begin with.
Yeah.
Then this commotion with the rat and stuff happened, and now you're going outside to flag
down. Because the commotion, and then I looked out, I checked on the phone for the ambulance. Then I looked into the street. Nothing seems to be going weird out there. And, I thought, well, maybe the ambulance has gone the wrong way or something. I might be able to flag them down.
So what you saw as you stepped outside now to get a closer look and to go and flag down an ambulance.
Yeah.
You can still see the red and blue flashes that you saw before through the window.
Now, I'm pretty sure they're orange when I looked, when you described them.
No, they're
them
orange, but there were flecks of blue and red.
Blue and red. Okay.
All right. Mm. Which is the emergency services of the country. But
so are they emergency lights that are flashing?
Well, they're red and blue flashing lights, which tend to indicate it could be anything. It could be ambulance, it could be police.
Aliens.
All right.
Oh, boy.
So you step down to the car park now, and you notice a commotion from out from one of the underneath one of the cars. You see something scurrying out in front of you.
Well, it's obviously a rat.
Or is it?
David,
you're
the Jeffrey one that's
Harris.
Out there.
Yeah. Which is it scurrying at me?
No, scurrying out from under a car. Yeah, one of the cars in the car park.
I just jog towards Albany Highway.
Okay, so you turn right, towards where the end of the car park joins the main car park?
Yeah.
Or do you go off towards the intersection?
No, I'll head off towards the gym just in case, you know, some of the patrons rock up.
Yeah.
And, I'll sort of jog in that direction just to the...
Okay.
Because I'm a bit spooked by the scuttling and just the general kerfuffle that's happened back at the store.
Okay. Now out there, you can actually hear sirens. Good. So you can, but, and you can see the lights, the red and blue lights flashing in the windows of the gym.
Right.
Which means there's something closer. As you get closer to where the excavation's happening, where they're doing curb repairs.
Yeah.
And the intersection, you can see that the cars, there's traffic is on the road still. Normally it would be clear about this time of night, yeah, but you can actually see there's quite a few cars parked there, not seem to be moving, and there's an ambulance in the center of the intersection. In the middle of the intersection, blocking the intersection.
So they're parked in the road. They're not like not running.
No, they're
anything.
They're blocking the city side of Albany Highway, so the direction into the city.
Okay.
All right.
So facing towards the city.
Facing towards the city. All the traffic heading.
Well, I'm going to assume that they're trying to find us and they've done some sort of UE and they're a bit confused, so I want to go talk to the driver and say, hey, the emergency that you've been called to could be back here.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So you're heading towards the ambulance.
Yeah.
You don't see anyone in the drivers because the drivers... the vehicle's facing your direction, so you can see into the front seat of the ambulance. There's no one in there.
Peculiar. I'd start thinking it was been a car accident or something like that because they've got out.
Yep, you're looking around for a car, any signs of a car accident. There doesn't appear to be any. There just appears to be blocked traffic.
Right. Check out around the back of it. Look for where the ambulance people, the paramedics might be.
You're walking now. It's a good, it's a good 25-30 metres to that intersection from where the car park joins the road.
Yeah, but I'm a sprightly chap, so move there
you've seen the ambulance, so you're walking quickly towards it. You're coming around the left or the right-hand side of the ambulance.
Sorry? Am I...
Yeah, you're coming around the left right-hand side of the ambulance. Oh. Which side? Which pick a side?
The nearest side.
The nearest side, so the which is the right-hand...
Right-hand side of the ambulance. At it,
Yeah, where the traffic is stopped in that direction. Cars are there, lights on, but you don't hear any honking.
Right. Are there any drivers anywhere in the cars?
That's a strange thing. You don't hear any honking.
So is there any drivers in the cars? Can I see drivers?
Not in the first few cars that you see. There doesn't appear to be anyone. There's a couple of doors open. There's nobody in.
Can I see anybody anywhere? Is there a special on at KFC? Is there anybody anyway? I'm starting to broaden my field looking for people.
There doesn't appear to be, not immediately where you're standing, but you are aware there is something going on the other side of the ambulance. There's the back, the doors open at the back.
Yeah.
So there's, imagine you're walking towards the ambulance, the right, left-hand door, rear door is open. So it's, you know, blocking your vision out to the back of the vehicle.
Yeah, we'll go have a look around that.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, well, I don't usually suspect apocalypse, even though this is...
No, it's an ambulance on the middle of the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check for zombies earlier.
Just saying apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yep, you do have a look around the side of the ambulance.
Yep.
And there's nothing there. There's a trolley bed.
Nothingness.
There's a trolley bed.
Yeah, well, it's out of the ambulance.
Nothing. It's out of the ambulance. It's deployed, you know, so it's standing up. It's, what would you call it, erect?
No, deployed sounds good.
Deployed. Chasm.
But there's nothing there. There's nobody hovering around it.
Inky blackness.
So I'm just looking for anybody here now. You said there was a commotion or something?
There's a commotion coming from underneath the vehicle. It's not immediately around the corner. There's something coming from underneath the vehicle.
Because of the rat thing, I'm going to take a few steps away from the vehicle and just crouch down and have a look.
Okay, you get down to the ground, you have a look. And there is somebody underneath the car. You recognize the green paramedics uniform.
Yeah.
You also recognize the glowing eyes.
Recognize the glowing eyes what?
Of a rat. Oh. You know when the lights hit it, they shine.
Okay.
What are they doing together?
It's a rat in a green uniform.
No, it's a paramedic in a green uniform.
Clearly,
and it's a rat
giving him CPR.
Eating.
No, it's new equal opportunities.
Is it a paramedic reacting to being eaten?
We try not to judge rats in that way, Matt.
Not moving.
All right.
Rats are people too.
No, there's no
I'm
movement.
Flummoxed.
The rat is eating, appears to be eating
and
the paramedic.
He's dead.
He's not moving.
Call out to him, for goodness sake.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, no, jump.
DRS ABCD.
Well, can you
I'll
see
jump
his
into
name?
The front seat of the ambulance and see if I can make the walkie-talkie work, see if I can get headquarters. Wow. I'll try a bit of that.
Brave.
Okay, the door's unlocked. Yeah, you're able to jump in the front seat. It's the radio's generally on the in the centre of the console, so you can do that.
Yeah, so yep. I'll pick it up and squeeze the things on the side.
You hear chatter. You hear chatter coming over the radio.
Yeah.
And all you hear is paramedic requesting assistance, blah, 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 down in Belmont, paramedic requesting assistance, Kenwick, paramedic requesting assistance, lots of things like that, emergency services.
There's only
in
about three
attendance.
Ambulances in Perth.
So, yeah, oh, just lots of calls of people requiring assistance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just even if you squelch, you can grab the radio, you can squelch it and to put your own message over there.
Nah, there's no point. This is hopeless. See if I can grab a like a decent, if they've got like a medical bag or something at the back of the actual ambulance, and then I'll make my way back to the,
yep.
the store.
So you can, because of the way the ambulance are, you can get through to the back. Yep, it's just a matter of going in between the seats.
Don't know. Yeah.
And they've got like the typical green first aid bag that they have there, which is a backpack style. Yeah.
Like a backpack and something that can carry in my hands that I think might be
useful. It's a portable, it's basically a portable
medical kit. Let's not get bogged down in the detail.
So you've got,
I'm just going to grab
it.
I'm going to grab a bag if there's one there,
and
with my other hand I'll just grab whatever seems to be, you know, at hand. And then
there's lots of things at hand. There's lots of little drawers in ambulance where they
I don't want something little. You know, I just want like if there's two bags, I'm grabbing two bags.
Defibrillator.
There's one.
I'm not grabbing a defibrillator.
There's one bag there.
Get the morphine.
There's like an unwrapped up box of.
If there's any morphine, I'd definitely be grabbing that just because I just want to. Because I'd be like, oh, I just had some morphine at some stage.
If you're looking for, you're going to spend the time to look for it.
No. Just it's just a quick. It's a quick boom boom reaction. It's the bag and this.
They call it a snack.
Okay.
If there's two bags, I'm going to have two bags. I'm looking for bulk.
All right, so you've got the bag and make a roll. Make a one positive, one negative.
Right.
Because you just and another negative because you're just looking for stuff. You're not even looking for stuff. You're
in
just
the medical
grabbing.
Field, you know.
This will determine whatever you grab the big bag, the medical bag, and something else. This will determine the something else.
Okay.
A gurney.
Which is
the
outside.
Other paramedic who's just sitting having a cigarette.
What's your four?
Hey man, what you doing all that morphine?
I got a four positive and a six and a two negative.
Okay, so you rolled this. This would be this is logic,
right?
Because you're just
equal to or less. I'm a four logic.
So okay, so you successfully grab something.
Yeah.
You know, there's no real stress, so I won't worry about that. But you've grabbed a box of gauze.
Right.
It's a box of gauze.
Yeah.
A box of gauze.
Well right. done,
not a bag of
gauze. Yeah, a wrap, you know, one of those like wrapped up bundles of gauze, but it's in a, like a sealed container.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, I think I'd go for that. All right, and then I'm just legging it back to the thing because I just saw a rat eating a guy.
Yeah.
Which I don't think it was a bit disturbing, but I don't think it would upset me too badly.
But you see that kind of thing in the CBD you can get every now and then.
Yeah, so I'm legging it back to the store.
Yep.
And back to you guys.
You're right, you're absolutely right. I should probably give you, I neglect to give you that. So,
I'm happy with the bag.
Let's make it a willpower roll.
Right.
Roll with your willpower.
Yeah.
So, you get a positive start and a negative.
Yeah.
You're going back to that.
And I guess because it's a pretty, you know, you don't see it coming, a paramedic, another thing being eaten by a rat, give it another negative. So, you got two negatives, one positive again.
I just said it wouldn't faze me.
Yeah,
but we know.
What's
you.
Your roll it?
Roll that. Willpower's four, by the way. So I got a three.
So they cancel each other out, and you got an unchecked thing there. So which means you are shocked by the situation, which gives you a level of stress.
David, there's no judgment. All right, here, David.
That's bollocks.
So you've got a level
of zombie
stress.
Games David's been playing recently. I don't think.
No,
zombie. This isn't a game, boy. All right, so you've got a level of stress. So under the first, which is the bottom column of stress, the number one, you colour in the first box.
Oh, I get to do some colouring and take that, everyone else.
So you can take
back in the store.
You can take three levels of stress.
Yeah.
All right, and then when you take another level of stress, it automatically goes up to the second level.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is and darker and shading, and we all know what that means.
So you've all got right. 9 boxes of stress. If yep. you fill all 9, you die. Need to have a sit down. Oh, you die.
You, well, you die or you stretch suffer mental break. So
much. Collapse into a ball.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Mm. But right. you do have the opportunity to heal yourself. Yeah.
Or take all up right. RPG play.
Perhaps yeah. Pride and Prejudice.
All right, so you've done that. So that's shocked you. You've taken a level of stress, which you're going to go back there and probably going, what the fuck is, you know, well, happening out there?
Yeah.
I put the warning in. It's okay.
Bum. Pretty much, yeah. I'm pretty much, yeah, going to leg it all back right. and just say some bad stuff going down in town.
David, yeah. thank God, goodness you've returned, I say.
Okay. Comes through the door, they can see thank you coming, so they open the door.
I'll lock the door this time. And
where's the ambulance?
Who said that?
That was that was Tess.
Tess
where's the ambulance?
Yeah, I don't think there's something weird going on because it's a mess outside on the road. I couldn't see anybody, and there's an ambulance heading back towards town, and there's only one paramedic around, and he's underneath a been eaten by one of these rats.
Well, it's a long weekend coming up.
So. I reckon Tess must feel fantastic after hearing that.
Oh my God. She's like hands to her mouth.
I think we need to seal up the shop as best we can and just give a call to everybody and try and get some news as to what's happening, like call some family members or something on the phone and try and figure out.
Well, I'll text my wife.
Yeah. You said rats.
That's definitely what you do.
Yeah.
Well, how well is your door sealed?
What's that?
Do we need to like block off your doors?
Yeah,
you know how they're pretty nifty and.
Yeah. I think just bog it up best we can, just to make it hard.
Stack
work
some of these bodies up in front of the doors, like sandbags.
No, we might be able to get some bodies. Of the spare cardboard that's out the back and just jam it into the.
You mean the boxes?
The
you send out all the people that have already been bitten because they have the most experience with rats.
Clearly.
So they should be outside looking.
I've got these. I've got this bag and this shitload of gauze. We can do a bit of a more thorough first aid for everybody that's injured.
This sounds
well, isn't
serious.
This now second aid? Mm.
And I was listening to the radio in the ambulance, and it seems like there's ambulances down everywhere needing assistance. So I don't think we're going to get any more help for a good while. So it'll be to keep everyone calm. It might be a good idea if we could, you know, get some information. Maybe turn the TV on, see if we can get. Some news.
I mean, that's just a monitor. It's not
actually.
Yeah, but you stick your finger in it, and it doesn't it do the aerial thing still, or is it just digital only?
Jeez, it might do.
Digital only.
I'll take the opportunity. I'll say to everyone, there's snacks and drinks, $2, and the drinks are individually priced.
I'm sorry, I thought you closed the till. Can't buy anything once till's closed. Mm.
There are no more snacks and drinks for anybody.
At the point, I receive a phone, and my phone starts ringing. And it's my wife, so I'm.
I didn't even know you were here, Matt.
I'm here. I've been here all along, but because my stats are so low, I'm not contributing anything.
Well, we're used to that.
So my phone rings. It's been on silent. I forgot it was on silent, but I found this buzzing in my pocket. And
she's going to be
my
pissed.
Wife, so
when you leave them on silent and they ring,
I expect that you know some of you may have received phone calls, or some of you may be trying to contact family or whatever, just to let them know you're going to be late or whatever you're going to do.
Conveniently, my mum's there. Nothing to do.
And your sister.
Yeah. Be late.
All your problems are solved.
Yeah, there you go.
It's easy.
Go on, what does your wife say?
She's been watching the news.
What's her name? We should name drop her.
It's Kate.
Kate.
Yeah, she's in the ball. She's been watching the news and has been trying to contact me. It looks like I've had about 3 or 4 missed calls. Come home now.
Prejudice off for anyone.
She says she's been watching the news and appears to be chaos. There's traffic backed up everywhere. Yeah. People have been attacked.
By what?
It's unclear. That's it. Animals.
Rats.
Animal attacks. Just really random shit. Yeah. And she just wants
you
me
should,
to come home now.
You should
so.
Probably leave now to beat the traffic.
based on what I tell her, based on what David said, that
there's no movement out there.
The traffic's all blocked up, so I don't know how the hell I'm going to get out there. My car, you know.
Pogo stick.
So I'm having that conversation. I'm having that. What are you guys doing?
Riley immediately calls the UK embassy and tries to get out of the country for a change. Revoke all my applications.
I've got my passport with me. That's why I had to cancel my flights, but I would like to uncancel them.
Yes, please.
Right now. I'm here in breach of my visa. Please. You have to throw me out of the country immediately.
Manus Island with
you. Yep,
your mum wants you close. She's not sort of like
Fair enough.
Yeah, she's like, and your sister is just keeping you as a close group.
I said everyone, we'll be safe in here. It's just rats and stuff. It's not going to get in with
doors. But I might
well,
what have you done about
trying to tune in the news? What do you?
Well,
turn on the telly, put it to the, you know, the free stations, and
let's just go internet news.
Go internet news. There you go.
So have a look on YouTube.
I'd once that was happening. I want to check in on Michaela as far as she was the one that
she seems
her
okay back. Now. She seems right. Okay. They were just looking on closer inspection. They're just scratches and sort of superficial bites. I think she was more shaken than anything.
Sure.
If you're looking on YouTube or whatever your local news thing is, not YouTube, Yahoo or Google or whatever.
We're just putting the internet news
MSN
on.
Internet news. The internet news, yeah. BBC, oh, damn it, we're not getting paid for any of this. That's right. and there are lots of reports of and videos of rats and people being attacked by animals and traffic everywhere and police and emergency services just out all
in
over
Perth
the place. It's chaos.
Or globally?
Mostly in Perth.
Right, so
there's a lot of local news coming. And it's in, you know, it seems to be wide ranging. There's also lots of references to the meteor shower that happened earlier in the morning. Lots of videos of people backyards touching rocks.
Hot.
Yeah, I know. I saw that one. That was freaky. Yeah, this is lots of that. The same sort of things all over again, but the disturbing thing are the videos.
Sorry, is there any celebrity news?
I believe
Brangelina just adopted a new kid.
It was Mr. T's birthday recently, 2 days ago, I think. He had a happy birthday.
Congratulations
to the great man. Yeah. Pity the fool who's living in Perth right now. So that's what's happening. Just lots of attacks, emergency services being stretched.
What about the cricket?
Wrong season. All right.
On
somewhere
note,
in the world,
it was could I perhaps, the right season. Given that my mum wants me close, could I?
Yeah.
I'd like to call out to Justin. Would you mind grabbing some, you know, jackets and stuff to just kind of shove under the door and cracks and things?
Yes, I would.
Would you do it anyway?
He doesn't have to roll for that. Well, I don't know. Are you going to convince him? You need convincing.
Can you use your charisma to jam
the door closed?
I could have before, but you did kind of negate it a little bit. But
get a fistful of
Tamagotchis
and just jam him into the gaps in the door.
I'm fairly sociable and believable. So perhaps. I don't know. Come on, Justin. You know, rats, they're all squirmy. You saw it in the box.
Sure.
They've been coming in the car. Let's just block up the door a bit.
Aren't one of these people available?
No, they're outside.
Oh,
they're gone. They're people who have gone.
Oh, they're all gone.
These are the people that are here.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need to move them.
Yeah. So, who gave
Amy,
me...
Amy
they're
Evans.
Moving themselves.
Amy Evans
yeah,
would help
I'm,
you
I'm
any
sure.
day of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Not Thursday.
I'm just going to, you know, give a... really? To him and walk off and just contact Amy Evans to get her jacket,
she's
my jacket.
She saw your need and she's doing it.
Yep.
Okay, Amy's helping you stuff things in the door. Now there's two doors out there because
she's
there's
a radiologist.
Glass door further on.
Oh, yes, there is, isn't there? So I guess we'll probably go block that one too.
Yeah, she'd probably be of use here.
She's seen aliens.
She has at least some medical experience, yeah.
Yeah, yep. She injects people with radiation.
Yeah, okay.
What Justin
valid,
just
valid
pointed
valid
out to me was there's vents on the roof and I'm an idiot.
Garrick has got yeah. Yeah. So
well, she also sees the bag, the big bag of med supplies that David brought in, and she takes that off him and starts going through that, and she starts finding antiseptic and things like that that can so she's being very proactive. Yep.
Hey Dave, right. I just overheard Justin talking and he's pointing out there's vents.
But we've got
that's just air conditioning. Only cold and hot air will get through there.
And
we're
all alien though.
Yeah. And
we know it's in the ceiling space.
I can turn the aircon off. That should put a stop to that.
Or you could turn the heater on for the buckets. Might smell a bit though.
I think cool it.
I think we need to get some of the and I'm just talking to the regard about the customers in general, but some of the NPCs onto sealing up the vents, because if the rats could come through the vents, then
what are you going to tell? How are you going to tell them to do stuff? What are you going to do? Delegate?
Yeah, I just say.
Well, let's split them into. We'll do it simple. We'll split them into teams of three. Each one take a quarter of the ceiling.
Yeah.
Seal up every vent with clothing, yours or someone else's. But it is a rental property, so do bear that in
mind. Okay, I'm going to make you roll for that. I'm going to make you roll with your charisma.
Well, charisma is pretty high, man.
Yeah,
it is. Taking on Dead Fox charisma. Watch out.
You've got a positive to start, obviously.
A lot of these people I know.
You
by first
know,
name.
You do. You've got familiarity. So yeah, there's definitely another positive there. A negative. The negative will be to see how many of these people are resistant to your request. Okay, so whatever number you roll on your negative die, if it's not cancelled out, will be how many people. Okay.
Well, it's not cancelled out.
So four of these people are resistant. And
the bad eggs.
These are people, yeah, okay.
People
so,
on a temporary band list.
They're all
them. Well, no, look, they, right. They just had
I'm not
other
name,
concerns.
I'm not going to name the resistant people. It's just four of them.
I think we
them,
should,
Matt. Somewhat...
I think we should definitely name them.
Yeah, so here we go.
Not after that uncomfortable moment where right. I was sussing
well,
out the gym.
We know Amy's being very proactive.
You know
and
who
we
you
know
are.
Tess is actually, she's gathering her family, you know, her daughters very close, and she's kind of unwilling to let them...
I think Tess
go.
Would be good just to get involved she's, with the first aid yeah, for Michaela yeah. and Naren and all that sort of
yep.
stuff.
Amy should probably
so,
yeah. do that.
So Amy's yeah. there as well. So Amy and Tess are taking care of the injuries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And you're with them, Xanthi.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Well,
Michaela's
be
been bitten, so she's one of the
yeah.
injured.
Jason
is too.
Well.
All right. That leaves Aaron's also been bitten, so he's there too. Yep. That just leaves. These guys, so...
Seven. A team of seven. Oh, yeah. Are you saying four of which are abstaining?
No. Are of just of not sure what to do, so they're not reacting.
I was
they're
quite
not
specific.
Doing,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sarah, Axton, Mark and Liam are just sort of hanging back. They're not sure what to do, even though, you know...
They've been told over and over and over.
They're not sure as if, what, if whether they can be of any help.
We've got a ladder at the back.
Dave,
we've got,
so you're asking people to undress and you've got the aircon on in autumn.
Yeah. It's a normal Thursday night.
Do you not see an issue with that?
I mean, all I said was use clothing or whatever. So
yeah.
They don't
lost,
have to undress.
Lost property. There's banners hanging down.
But should we perhaps turn the aircon down?
Or maybe it's not blowing very cold.
I'm not certain. But, you know, usually when you have aircon and cold weather,
well,
it doesn't usually make
to,
warm.
We're about to block all the vents, so it doesn't matter what the aircon's doing.
Can we also take a look at the stuff that's not the vents? Like, literally just push up one of those, have a bit of a look around, see what's going on in there.
Getting right into the alien
yeah,
theme,
I,
Justin.
Sorry?
Getting right into the alien theme, so push it up.
Yeah,
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 cold,
yeah.
Dude.
Where do you want to do that? Do you want to do that in the main area or out here, or where do you want to do that?
Well, there's one already loose in the storeroom.
They're all
might be the easiest.
They're all just placed. They're all loose.
That's already asking, Matt.
Yeah. So whereabouts are you going to check? You know,
I'm
going to
climb that thing there.
Scale.
And get on that thing there and
he's
look through that thing there.
The shelving.
The shelving? Yeah, okay.
You've got shelving in
the
storeroom.
All right. It's
dexterity.
Yeah, no, it's actually fairly stable. It's been put up quite. It's quite not a difficult thing. There's no pressure.
Matt's going to make a judgment
right.
call
There's
on how
no
well we put
pressure.
Our shelves up.
So you can get up there fairly easily. Yep.
Willpower to keep going.
You should have a tonnage rating, don't they? Written on those.
You'll be fine.
I don't think you will.
You'll be fine.
How many tons are you in?
All of them.
All of them.
So yeah, you can do that, and you've managed to get to up to the third rung up,
and then disaster strikes.
How are you going to? Well, what are you using to open the hatch?
You just got to push them up.
You just push them. Just
yeah,
late.
If
yeah,
maybe
just push them.
We could just use the ladder.
Yes. Or that.
Or just
nice. Actually,
there
is a perfectly
good
ladder
right
there.
But looking at behind the ladder and looking at the third rung is actually higher.
So you're at the top of the shelving there, and you're going to push back the panel to see what's up there.
That's right.
So you're stooping a little bit, but if you move that panel, you'd be able to get sort of eye line. Up there, yep, so you'd be able to have a look.
Yep.
It's dark.
All right.
Except for where, you know, the light that's projected up into that roof area is, you know, straight up. It's not illuminating.
I understand,
much.
But someone's already got the ladder out at the other end of the building plugging up air vents. So if I just get one of them to push up some of the ceiling spaces, that will light up other parts of the area and that light will move across the ceiling space.
Yep, okay, that's happened. So you've created a little bit of light up there. It's very, you know, gloomy light and it's... Not very directional, but
you got your phone with
I've got my phone.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a torch on that.
Okay. A torch.
All right. Oh, so my phone. Yeah, your sorry, phone. I said my foam. Yep. So foam for protection. You know.
Yeah, no.
The protective foam.
You're standing on the third rung, holding onto the top rung with one hand, while holding your phone with the other hand, leaning back slightly.
No, I can probably just sit on that thing quite comfortably. Yeah, or put my knees on that.
All right, and, you can do that.
Yep.
Yep. All right, and you're having a look around. You're not. There's lots of cobwebs up there. You can see the usual ventilation, tubing, piping, all that sort of stuff. Nothing appears to be...
So I'm looking for evidence of rat scat and maybe a nest and or glowing eyes in the dark with a green uniform.
You don't appear to see any of those things. Okay.
It's a good
not there. Sorry. No. It appears to be very clear up there. It's very dusty.
Is there any slime? Sorry? Dripping, dead skin?
No, yeah, any of that?
There's nothing. No, it's clear up there except for the dust and the cobwebs.
Game over, man.
It's game over.
All right. So what's everyone else doing while that's happening?
Planning to nuke the store from orbit by the sounds of things.
Okay. Well, the roof space is clear, it seems.
I think Michaela seems pretty well tended to, and so does Jason and Aaron.
Amy's doing a good job of making sure everyone's okay.
What time is it?
It's now 10:30.
Okay, so it seems sensible to suggest to everybody that we stay here until we get some kind of all clear over the news. That you can at the least return to your homes, but it seems like unless you live around the corner, it'd be very difficult. Yep. So I'll tell everyone that. In a calm and controlled manner.
Yep. Right. Perhaps maybe we should get people playing some board games to help calm them down and stuff. You know, just generally.
Let's do that.
Get everyone's mind.
Yep.
Sounds like a good idea. We could be here for a while.
Yeah, all right. That seems...
Which board game, though?
Some people seem like that's a good idea.
Let's play Zombicide.
City of Horror.
That's something post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So we just passed the time now at this stage waiting for news.
To do that. I'm
just wait for all this to blow up.
I'm getting restless because I'm getting lots of calls from Kate. And I've got my kids as well. Cameron and Hamish.
Is she in some difficulty?
No, she's at home, but she's getting scared. She's seen the news. She says it's happening around. She knows that there's a lot of stuff happening around the Cannington area, and she just wants me to come home because she would want me to
do that.
Do
you
want to
leave? Because you can leave.
I do. I really want to go.
We'll let you go.
I would advise against it, Matt. I don't think it's very safe out there. Everyone seems to have taken off on foot.
Well, I'm in Kenwick, so...
How far is your car?
But the roads are
my car, I parked in the Ray White Park directly across...
Where you're not meant to park.
After hours, which I'm sure is fine, directly across...
The traffic is not moving.
Well, yeah. The traffic is not moving. Is the traffic both ways?
Yeah, it's not.
Ah, so you couldn't even just drive on the opposite side of the road.
You can't get across the intersection anyway because it's blocked up for the cars. It doesn't matter if the other side of the road is empty.
I don't think...
But couldn't he get to the other...
It seems like everybody out there is taken off on foot. There's cars everywhere. Yeah. You're not going to be able to get through there in your car, so you're going to have to run it. You have to jog back to Kenwood, which is...
I'm about 15 minutes. Not even 15 minutes. About 10 minutes by drive.
I've seen you jog. That's about
4.5 hours.
4.5 hours.
Oh my goodness.
I've seen Matt jog. It'd be about 4 or 5 hours.
Well, actually, what's my dexterity? Yeah, you
take
bastards.
Less breaks.
All right.
Look, Matt, I'd really advise against it. You know, I know you want to get back to your family and all that sort of stuff, but it could.
Why don't we come here?
There's a dead paramedic underneath the under the ambulance. You know, he had someone with him, and he still got done. And you're going to be out there by yourself. I don't know if it's a good idea,
Matt,
right now.
If you're set on going, we'll come with you.
Speak for yourself, Dave.
Yeah, I think we should split up.
Clues.
It's always
go together. Well, if someone was going to come with me, so I've got a friend of mine is here, Selby. He's a schoolmate of mine.
You planted him,
and he's family. He lives in Vic Park,
Zambia. Last time I spoke,
to him. They're in Vic Park now.
Okay,
they're back. All right. So he's here, and he's the same because he would want to get back to his family, and arguably,
you've got a common goal.
We have a common goal.
You both want to get back to your family.
That's why they're friends, Dave.
Family, so
we're in different directions, but...
you both want to leave the store.
So, we both. And I'm sure there are others who are concerned. Medax isn't here, so I guess you said Sarah?
Yep.
Sarah Hanrahan?
Yep.
Sarah is worried about Tim and wants to get back to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, no, Sarah might be prepared to sacrifice Tim for the better, better good.
When you say, yeah. Are you worried about Tim? She says, who? Yeah.
She says, he's the meat axe. He'd be fine. This is the moment he's been waiting for.
You said it looked pretty quiet out there. I mean, apart from the rat.
Yeah, but apart from
if they're easily avoidable, I'm sure we could go. I mean, if there are people out there, they must have gone somewhere.
Maybe to your Kate's house.
Yeah, maybe they're all
are you really sure, Matt?
I have to try because...
to be honest, your nervous attitude, I would prefer you to go.
Yeah, you're a liability.
Yeah, you're making everyone uncomfortable.
You're just bringing the mood down,
man. Perhaps maybe take something to wrap around your legs or something.
That's a good idea. There's plenty of bubble wrap.
We don't care what happens to your face, perhaps? For example, but your legs... That's your main asset.
You can protect other things. Yeah, just, you know, feature. Your legs will probably be your first line of attack.
I'm going to go because I've got to get home. Selby's going to come with me because that's what he would
do.
And Scott and Sarah also going to come because it seems we live in similar directions or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you both live.
But anyway, we're all four of us are deciding we're going to go.
All right, hugs. Hugs.
Yeah, well, it was nice knowing you, Matt. Brighton Pedro's game really was the last straw.
Can you leave the stuff for the Brighton Pedro's? Carry on next week.
Because we want to start a small fire in a corner, keep warm.
So we're going. You unlock the door. Look, I'll be in contact with you. I'll let you know that I get there. All right.
Sure, man. Yeah. Whatever.
I'll message you that.
You're still here.
If we don't hear from you, we'll assume
we're gone. All right. We're going out the door. We all piled into my car because it's it's a small car. It's
closest.
Nimble.
Yeah, it's closest and it's nimble. Yeah.
All right.
And we reverse out and go back down through the
take the residential.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah, down behind to the left.
Yeah, do that, man.
And away we
stop for petrol if you need it.
Yep. All right, so we're gone. All right, leaving you with
that's the end of him.
Excellent.
Well, see Matt and you go.
Yeah, off we go. So what are you going to do? In the meantime, nothing's up there. You've come down, Justin. There's nothing up there. It's all clear. You've blocked up the doors. Isn't it convenient that this place only has one exit?
No,
it doesn't.
Well, it's got two.
That's two.
But they're from the same direction.
I think that's a flaw, really.
An apocalyptic point of view.
Yeah. Okay. So I would always like there to be an exit available, but there is not.
How easy is it to see it? Like, do you have to go right up to the window to see out the window?
Yeah, you suffer from the same... when you've got lights on inside, you can't see outside. Yeah. Although what you can see is the flashing lights because they sort of break through that darkness.
But we've got the essentials, right? Electricity's still working. Yep. The internet's still on, so we can stay entertained. The phone lines are still working.
Yep.
So we can all. I would imagine at this time everyone is contacting loved ones and they're all throwing information at us. So.
The phone that was on standby arcs up and he goes, "Hello, what is your emergency?"
Oh, David.
David,
brilliant.
Wake up, man.
I was just out having a chat with. I was out in one of your ambulances. It seems to be in a bad way, and there's one of your workers underneath who's dead.
What is your name, sir?
Well, who is this I'm speaking to?
You're speaking to Michael.
Of
emergency service 000. You dialed us, sir.
All right, this is David. My name's David.
Pass the test.
Got secrets, obviously. He doesn't want to give out everyone.
Yeah, so I saw this guy, he's dead, and there was a rat, chewing on him. And we'd called earlier because we'd had a few people get bitten by some rats here.
Okay, so we're getting lots of calls of this nature this evening. Unfortunately, we're stretched thin. We've dispatched as many units as we can.
Well, thinner now because you're down at least one guy.
We've dispatched as many units as we can. Please just sit tight, and I would advise you to... stay where you are. Don't attempt to go out. Someone will reach you when they are able to. We have all of our emergency services dispatched to resolve this at the moment. Please sit tight. And if you have any
personal
injury, if anyone is in imminent danger, please call back on 000 and we will...
It sounds like you're pretty low down because I heard on the radio there was all sorts of paramedics everywhere calling in for help. So do you know where the help's going to be coming from?
Well, we are prioritising the calls to those that have actually have injured, critically injured people.
But who's responding now?
we're dispatching units as they become available. Yeah, that's all I can tell you.
No, it didn't sound like you had many units left, so I'm just asking, is the military involved? Do we know that yet? Are they responding?
I mean,
is it like...
Enough, as it is,
no, I'm
like,
sorry.
Yeah. He's lying
we're
to me.
We're trying to get to any as many calls as we possibly can. All available resources are being utilized at this point in time. I'm sorry I can't give you any more information than that. Please vacate the line now so that I can respond to other 000 calls.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. We please sit tight. Somebody will be responding to you as soon as possible.
That's horseshit. Finally,
hangs up.
Yeah, so he hangs up, and I'll tell everyone that. I'll tell everyone the guy that doesn't know what's really going on, because I was hearing people on the there's other units or whatever in trouble everywhere, and there isn't an infinite supply of ambulances. This is Perth. There's very few.
You're building our morale up, if that's what you're trying to do.
No, I'm not.
I feel better for this honesty.
I'm thinking there is no help coming, I don't think. And if there is, it won't be coming for a while, because, I mean, the guy wouldn't give me any information. There'd be probably worse things going on out there if there's nobody around and there's all these cars abandoned. People just wouldn't do that.
Well,
so I think we need to find some solid answers off the internet resource.
Home, so.
There's plenty of cars out there we could probably go from.
Matt, has Naomi responded to my text?
That's very weird.
What was your text?
I just said, are you all right down in Rockingham?
What are you wearing?
She says, we're fine, but I've been here. She's calling you. Can you please come home as soon as possible? Yeah, we're fine here. I've seen what's happening in the news. I understand you're in Cannington. Please come home as soon as you possibly can.
From the news, is it bad in Rockingham Way, or is she all right?
It seems to be quite quiet here.
Maybe we could get down to Rockingham.
It seems to be quite quiet here at the moment.
Yeah, this is by text. I'm not calling her. But.
Oh, I thought you called her. Sorry.
No,
all right, she takes you back. She takes you. No, she rings you straight. She rings you back.
All right.
Yeah, she rings you.
Hello.
And
we can have this conversation.
We're not having this conversation. Although
should.
I love it every time people do that. They see them pick up phones. Yeah, so she's.
Back. I like to keep it short with her when I'm at work.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, she understands.
Okay.
By this time, I would have had about 8 or 9 failed FaceTime requests from my cousins trying to get hold of my son.
Yeah. Fiona's trying to contact you, the same thing, with the same sort of messages. Lots of texts.
Yeah, I just ignore all of them. I've got my own situation here.
For me.
Well, you sure?
Like, are you ignoring them because of the rat thing?
Like, sure,
all right.
I'd tell, in short, just to address that, I'd say go around my mum and dad's place if you can get there and just hang five.
All right. So what are you going to do? What's happening now? You've shored the place up. What are you going to do?
Internet news, internet news, internet news.
Okay. Yep. On the you turn
watch
on the news.
Cat videos.
You're managing to. There's a ticker going across pretty much all of the news services now. Advising people to stay in their homes or wherever they are. Don't go out into the street. Emergency services have all been dispatched. Resources are thin. All this information has come down, you know, through the ticker. There's a link you can click on which takes you to like a FISA interview press conference where somebody's stating that there's a crisis happening at the moment. Please listen to, stay tuned for regular broadcasts, blah, blah, blah. And, but it wouldn't go into any detail about the nature of the.
Can we go further afield? And is that just the local sort of channels?
Well, when you, because everything's on IP addresses, everything defaults to local sort of stuff anyway.
Can we get like BBC News, World News?
Yeah, you go to BBC World News.
What's happening on there? Are we
it's all
registering?
Notice
Perth's having a bad summer.
No, it's happening in Perth. It could take months for anyone else to notice.
Exactly.
There's a small information panic in Western Australian town,
Backwater,
city.
Australia.
Yeah. local authorities dealing with situation. Now that's it. There's not a lot of information.
I want to go outside.
You want to go outside? Yep.
I want Dave to go outside.
Can Riley come with me?
What?
Okay.
We've sealed up the doors.
Outside.
Well, when you say you sealed up the doors,
yeah,
all you've
more
done
so
is put,
no.
You've put blankets and stuff, right?
Yeah, on cards.
Jackets.
Expensive cards.
I thought we'd move, like, the lockers in front of them. Like that.
Well, that wouldn't stop rats.
I just need to stop rats.
Well, we'll have a look at that.
Stop people again now.
So you want to go outside and have a look now, Dave, and Riley, you're going to go with him?
Yeah,
okay. Yep.
Let's do it.
So you clear away. What you were doing to block up the door was just simply, you know, was a few coats and stuff.
Yeah,
to,
and that's
to
not, we already opened it for you.
Yeah, that's right.
All I want to do, Riley, I just tell you the plan. I want to get back to the ambulance where the dude has been eaten, and video it. And then put it on YouTube.
Oh, that's excellent. All right. Oh. Yeah, we're totally doing that.
We do that post-haste.
Okay. Dave, yes. While you're there, could you maybe like see if you can grab more crap? Anything grab you can grab, crap. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I might do some
You can
robbing.
Maybe even use... Yeah, no, you can use the gurney.
So,
yeah.
You're
planning on getting injured, are you?
Blocking up Albany Highway in both directions?
Well,
no, it was heading section. Towards the city.
Towards the city,
so
it's
this,
blocked up.
This side of Albany Highway.
So coming down, it's empty. So maybe you could drive the ambulance back.
Can I drive the ambulance back?
Have you got an ambulance driving licence?
Who is asking?
Hang on, so let's deal with you getting outside
David,
the door
do you remember
first,
the keys?
And then decide what you're going to do.
All right, so we're in the car park.
Right. Yep. So you've just stepped outside.
All right, Riley, you stick to the right.
Yep.
I'll stick.
You can
to your
see
left.
Down to the your right is there's a scuttling little body on the
rat,
ground.
Right. You can call them rats because we know they're rats.
There's a rat down on the left there coming towards
I acknowledge
you.
It.
Yep. Yep. You bow your head.
Squeak.
All right. Yeah. Coming towards you very quickly.
Yeah. this was a bad idea.
I'll take the broom with us. We got the broom.
Yeah, he goes back for the broom.
I go back for
you
the broom.
Back, you duck inside to get the broom?
Yeah, maybe I don't duck out again. I'll come out with a broom. Because someone's
got to
look after this guy.
Yeah. Okay, the rat's at your feet. It's at your feet because you're the one that's outside the door.
All right, we'll just repeat what we did before. A
broom.
Right.
The
we'll
whole
attack
exact
it with a broom.
Yeah, same roles.
Okay,
yeah.
Which end are you doing? Which end are you using?
Brush end.
Brush end?
Brush end.
Okay, so you use the brush end on the
controversial.
Broom.
Controversial.
On the rat? Yeah. All right. Give me a yep.
Well,
same roles before, so
should,
positive.
Yeah. He should get another positive.
Another positive because you see the rat coming, so
but
you got two positives.
I'm also
and
verbally instructing him.
A negative because it's moving, and the verbal instruction should be a negative because it probably wouldn't help.
But it's not moving. Like, it doesn't see me because I'm, like, is that day? Is that
no,
that
it's
day?
Moving towards you
hit
in
it,
your direction.
Riley, hit it, that's what I say.
Okay.
What are you doing just standing there?
Cancel out and success. Yep. So you've got the rat with the broom end, and you sort of
sweep it
away from you,
back
and it goes flying. It goes flying back in the direction, but it just turns around and comes back towards you again.
Oh well, I'm gonna do that again then.
Riley, we have to kill it.
All right, let's kill it.
All right, so we kill it.
All right, we'll kill
okay,
it.
Okay, well, how are you gonna kill
so
it?
Now we move on.
So we kill it. Hurrah! The rat is dead. No, how are you gonna kill it? What are you gonna kill it with?
Same way I would in real life.
Yeah. How's that? Tell us about it.
Riley will attack it with a broom.
Riley will do it.
All right, I'm gonna.
Okay, you've set it back about a foot or two because of the broom sweep.
I could brush it further than that. We're gonna. I'm gonna try and pin it under the broom, and then Dave is gonna stamp on it.
Oh, I'm gonna drive my car on it.
Dave's gonna stamp on it.
No, I'll just drive my car on it. My car will be out the front. I'm the first one here.
Is it directly up the front?
Really? You're gonna. You've got your car keys on you. They're in your pocket.
Yeah. My keys are always
proof. So you're going to get...
Well, I take them out. There's your proof. I've written them down on my equipment list.
Right. Could you demonstrate?
Keys to store them.
So where are they?
I imagine we're watching this through the windows.
I've written your keys down.
So I do know what's going on.
So you're
going
to go and get in your car. All right. Well, you've got to try and pin this rat. Okay.
Success.
You successfully managed to pin the rat.
Excellent.
But it's wiggling its way...
All right, well, I got time.
...out...
I mean, it's
through
very
the
quick.
Bristles.
Yeah, I'm
my
sure
driving
it is.
Is quick.
All right, well, I'll push down harder.
And I reverse.
Right, so you sort of pinned it, but it's not going to last long. You're really going to get your car.
It's
and you're going
in
to
the first bay, right?
Okay, so you're going to back up into the corner of the building. Okay, fair enough.
What are you talking about? The rat's out the front, right?
Yeah, along the edge of the building.
Well, Matt, take us outside and show us where this is going on.
Let's just pick up everything.
But I would just drive my car...
Okay, I'll tell you now. You've got something against you, which is the bumper of your car for
all
one.
Right, I tell you what. Then once it appears that it's impossible, I say, Riley, get in the car.
All right, I'll get in the car.
Okay, the rat. What are you going to do about the rat?
It's gonna.
He's got
give
a
up.
Head start, right? He's got a head start on the rat. It's
all right,
pinned under the broom.
I can definitely outrun the rat.
Give me a car. All right.
Is that illogical?
Yes, it's totally illogical.
I think I'd do it in real life.
You said you were going to kill the rat. How are you going to kill the rat?
Run over
Dave's
it with my
stop.
Car.
You can't run over it with your car.
Well, as soon as he lets it go, I'll just wait until it's there in front of my car and run over it.
Instead of arguing with him, just give him like 20 negative dice and, and a badly chewed positive dice.
I'm going to yell through the glass to stamp on it.
There we go.
Stamp on it.
Do I think I could kill a rat by stamping on it?
Yes.
Given how the last one's tail fell off and it got impaled by a broom.
Yeah, I don't know.
I step on the rat till it's dead.
Could you do that?
Back in my car.
Wow, that seemed like a much more sensible and simple solution.
Well, you asked me how I was going to do it, and I said get in the car.
That's true, I didn't. I set myself up for that. All right, so you step on the rat. Step on the rat's head.
I'd like to vote on that because I don't think that Dave could stamp on a rat. It's a pretty hard thing to do. Think about spiders. Once they get over a certain size, very hard to stamp on. Like a wolf,
Spider huntsman.
This one is pinned, so I could just kick
it. It is pinned. It is pinned, wiggling its way out. Roll a negative and a positive.
But that's outside the game, whether the judgment call on whether you could do it or not.
Okay. Your physical attribute is how much?
Dex is 3.
Dex is 3, so you rolled a 5. That fails. You fail to step on the rat. You miss. It squirms too much that you're stomping around, but you fail to actually...
Well, I can kick it in the head indefinitely, really, until Riley fails to secure it anymore. Yep. And then we have a different situation.
Which is what's happening now, because it's wiggling out.
All right,
so the rat is now at your feet because the broom was just in front of you.
I will try and stamp on the rat.
Okay, with your thongs.
Yeah.
All right.
They work just as good in a...
Yeah,
like,
that's true. It's the
pressure.
It's all about the pressure.
Yeah.
Okay, so same deal. 1-1.
What's your dex? That's a 6 and a 3.
That's a 1, isn't it? On
no. I thought
you're
it was.
Stomping about.
Now it can be a 1.
You're stomping about and this rat is just eluding your stomps.
Riley, get in the car.
Come on, who's going to stomp it? Stomp the rat.
I'll keep trying. There you go. 3, no, nearly there.
I'm going
to
say
you
Riley.
Got a 2, didn't you?
Yeah, sure.
Didn't you get a 2? Yeah, you did.
Not?
You did, I saw it.
All right.
You managed to stomp on the rat, stomp the hat, the rat's head just goes splat.
Drop them. There you go.
And that's it.
All right.
That was exciting.
I'm concerned now that we might have to roleplay for a long time without the rest of the team. So I say to Riley, let's go back inside.
No, you just like... I recorded that instead.
Recording the stamp.
Here's
the rat
local man
night.
Riley.
Yeah.
Dispatching a rat.
No, you weren't able to do that.
All right. Oh. What?
You weren't able to record it while you're stepping on it.
I've got like one free
You
hand.
Had a broom.
No.
You had two hands on the broom.
All right.
No, perhaps.
Kay. Riley, if there's more rats and it takes us 20 rolls to kill a rat.
How long will it take us to kill all
So what
rats?
Are you going
to
do? You're going to keep going out towards the ambulance?
That was your plan, man. Don't lose focus.
Well, all right, but we can walk it, but we're just going to have to kick a lot of rats.
All right, we can.
Oh, you know what we should do? Let's find something other than a broom, like heavy lumps of wood and log.
All right. Where?
Crates right
down
the rubbish.
That's what I mean.
They're doing some building just out there. They've got to have some, like, shovels and something.
We're going to arm
Dave!
Up. Perhaps
you should take something heavier, like a fire extinguisher.
Xanthi yells out.
That's incredibly
through the door again.
Thank you.
Because you could, like, stamp it.
Yeah. What do we think the chances are of finding a shovel over the road? Because no shovels in store.
I think pretty high.
At the roadworks.
Yeah, the roadworks.
It's
vehicles
roadworks.
Are still
Let's
there.
Shovel
yeah.
up.
Stuff.
Let's shovel up. Yeah. If need be, we'll come back and Xanthi can arm us up.
We'll readdress that.
Okay, you can do that. Yep.
All right.
We'll get over there, get some shovels, pneumatic drill, whatever.
Maybe.
you can find a shovel or two, and there's the lollipop sign.
Is there a nail gun?
No gun. No nail gun. But there is the lollipop
Rifle.
Sign.
Oh, does Shotgun. He get a high-vis vest?
There are high-vis vests. Yep, spare ones.
Riley, don one of these.
All right. It's for safety. Cool. Now I'm wearing the tools.
I can see you now.
All right. So who's got the lollipop sign?
No, we're not taking
the
that.
Shovel? You're
we're
not
both,
taking it?
We both got shovels.
Okay, you were able to
we're
find...
Both shoveling.
You were able to find a shovel.
Oh.
All right. Now
and
it's going
to
be
able
fun.
To find a spade.
All right.
You
right.
get the spade.
Four.
Fine, I'll take the spade.
Okay, which has the longer handle and the point at the end. The shovel has the flat end.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the handle.
Let's
Fine.
Do it.
Fine.
You set them up and I'll knock them down.
All right.
That's what I say to him.
You're out there.
I would say that.
All right, okay, so you're continuing on now to the ambulance.
So now we're trying to record the guy out of the ambulance. All right, have you got your phone with you?
I've got everything on this list with me.
All right, excellent. All right. Well, let's make it over to the ambulance then.
Yeah, so
director of photography.
We get over there, but we're keeping our wits about us. Riley's a seasoned vet at this. He plays squash, so his reactions.
So you can see what's out there. You saw pretty much what David saw, and that the ambulance is there facing your direction.
Where's the corpse?
Well, it was under the car. It was under the ambulance.
All right, we're going to look under there. Is there a rat under there?
There's nothing under there.
The single rat ate the whole body. Should we look a bit around a bit more?
Yeah, it'd be a shame to have come all this way.
All right, let's get up on the roofs of the cars.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
And I'm going to shout, hello.
So you're going to get up, what are you going to get up on?
The ambulance? The nearest car. I'll just
the ambulance?
I don't know how I would get up on the roof of an ambulance. I'll just get up on the
car. The same way you get up on the roof of a car.
Yeah. All right, so the cars are on the right-hand side of the ambulance. Yep. So you can get up on the bonnet of a car.
Yeah. And then up onto the roof of a car from the bonnet. And I'll just shout.
You can do that.
People of Perth, Cannington, reveal yourselves.
They can take our lands.
And there's nothing. You can hear sirens. You can hear.
Dark night.
You can hear shouting. You can hear sort of screaming. But it doesn't seem to be around you. It seems to be further down. If you look down towards Carousel, down towards and towards the city, it's it's
Matt's dying.
Yeah. You can sort of see commotion. You can see more flashing lights further down, down about where the BP is on the corner, which is about
a block away.
Which is a block
away. Is this the one to the right or the left?
That's towards the city. If you look back towards Armidale or towards Maddington, I guess, then you can see
the other
discards down there. You can see the lights because it's a Thursday night. The greyhounds weren't on, so there's nothing coming from
so
there.
So we got lights and shouting from each side. So no zombie greyhounds. About a block away.
Which
side do you want to take?
What's the goal now? We recruit people. Get some helpers.
I don't think we could feed helpers for too long.
They might, okay.
Let's go
get some food.
We've got food.
There's Burger King and KFC, like a stone's throw away.
Oh, that's true.
We just smash our way in there.
Yeah, but there's also probably a lot of rats. Like, there probably were a lot of rats in there anyway.
Yeah, you're talking about the food now.
Yeah, so.
You're up on the vehicle, Dave. And where are you, Riley?
I'll be on another vehicle that's slightly taller, so we look like we're the same height.
All right. Dave's out there calling out to everyone in Perth to
we have shelter and women.
You're sort of
just the usual Friday night for Dave.
You're looking around, Riley, and you can see
in the first place.
Movement just sort of from the direction of the ambulance, but from the other side where the other door is. All right. And out from behind that door is a green suited paramedic.
Okay.
Okay.
On his feet.
Yep.
Come hither, brother.
Walking towards you. Yeah.
Riley, I see someone.
I see him too, Dave. Why don't you go say hello?
see what he's all about. Has he got our attention? I mean, have we got
his
attention?
Yes, you've got his attention. Yeah, he's definitely coming towards you.
Are you okay? Are you injured?
He's not responding.
I think you should give him the shovel.
We have shovels.
I have a spade.
he's sort of walking slowly.
I'll get down
to George Romero style, just for want of a better adjective.
sort of rocking, and the light's pretty bad because there's no.
There's not
a huge number of lights, so it's
like
poor.
There was no way I would assume zombie.
Yeah, no way.
So would you? I'll say, Riley, this man is clearly injured. Mm. We should probably go.
That's it. He's next to an ambulance. He's already got the kit on. He's probably going to be fine. He knows what he's doing.
He's got skills.
I know David nicked his stuff. That's probably what he's pissed about.
That's what I said. We sort of agree on a story as to why there are no bags.
I'm running around back at Good Games pretending to be an Egyptian pharaoh's mummy who's wrapped up in gauze.
Look how scary I look.
From where you can see the paramedic, further past him, you can see there's another person coming this way too, towards you.
Come, we have shelter and bandages.
The paramedic's probably about five or so steps from the front of, you know, from the ambulance now. So about another five or so steps before
it breaks right? up
you. No, I would like to get back to somewhere with a door that we can lock.
In the lights, headlights of the car that he's sort of stepped into now, you can see that this paramedic has a massive wound on his neck, and he's this big clumps taken out of his face and ear, just sort of nibbled.
Does it look survivable? Like, is that an injury that someone could be moving around with?
Well, the vacant expression on his face tells you that he's in serious shit.
Say that again.
So he wouldn't.
The
be
vacant expression
around.
On his face tells you he's in some sort of serious shit. Yeah.
So he like, but from the extent of the injury that we can see,
well, it's a neck wound that doesn't appear to be treated.
Are we distressed? Right. Because I have never seen an open wound. So
and I got distressed just from seeing underneath the car.
Yeah. No, all right. Well,
you could be visibly disturbed.
I would be a little bit disturbed, and I'd probably try and go somewhere else.
It's not fair, listener, is it?
Right. So once I see Riley edging away.
Yep.
First, I'd be like, Riley, what are you doing? And then I would follow him.
Where are you heading?
Where are you heading, Riley?
I'd probably try and head back here.
Yeah, let's get back to good games.
As you get down off the car and as you sort of back away, the paramedic changes direction to follow you. Yep.
Yeah.
And as you're turning around, because you're backing away? You're walking?
I think I would probably back away from a threat as a human being. Yeah. That's how the species has survived.
Yep. So what happens is as you're backing away, out of the corner of your right eye, you can see movement. So your left eye is looking at the paramedic.
I wear glasses,
your right eye,
so my peripheral is terrible.
So you out of your peripheral vision, you can see there's another shadow.
Especially when you've got the thick rim stuff on. They're terrible to drive.
Coming down from the right-hand side as well. So, so you've got the paramedic. There's someone coming in from the right. There's someone else coming in from the left.
Righty, they're surrounding us.
All right, I'm going to try and hit the paramedic with the shovel.
Far out, man.
I'm had enough of this.
Okay.
Run.
This guy,
just run, man.
This
run.
Guy needs to stop fucking around. Right. I'm going to hit him with a shovel.
So it's a dexterity roll.
Excellent.
Yep. You've got the shovel, so you've got the
Riley
long,
hasn't run since
long
about
handle
1982.
With the blade. Not taking the fire extinguisher.
If you run and squash, you've lost.
step in a hurry.
Because I wouldn't know.
So you've got a positive.
Sure.
You've got a positive because you've got the shovel.
I have element of surprise. He's not expecting it.
Yeah.
He is. He's got a shovel.
You know, I'd say that's another positive. Yeah, three positives.
Right.
And the negative is your...
you are you.
The negative is...
I'm pretty handy with shovel. Thanks, David.
The negative is the thought that you're about to hit someone with a shovel.
Yeah, it's probably...
I'm astounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. There's no call for this.
There is. He started it.
He's a wounded man.
He's bleeding everywhere. There you go. These ones can't.
Okay. Yep. So it's a success. So the shovel
with
the
deadly weapon.
We're using the flat, the blade or the edge.
I'd be the flat.
The flat. Yep. Yep. Okay. So you swing that in and
blunt force
smack.
Style.
Yep. He just big thwack and and that's telltale ding. As the paramedic goes down to the ground. Yep.
So that's my contribution to the evening.
You have disappointed me, Riley, on numerous levels.
That's not true.
I don't
know. You were a little bit impressed.
You
straight away assuming
he's
a zombie.
It's just there's something going on, and if he's gonna maybe acting like that.
Am I next?
If you start behaving like that, yes.
See, mate, you should totally be having him advance right now, or they're just quarrelling.
So he's getting back up.
Okay, well.
Now we run.
I would have
run.
Used that time to escape.
All right.
Well,
so you run back towards the store.
I've written down here, I've got long legs, very fast runner, slow acceleration.
Okay.
So if we could
slow
use
acceleration.
That.
Acceleration, okay. So you sort of take a few strides and then get faster and faster. All right. So you guys are legging it back towards the shop.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, well, then as time progresses, we would
get back
there.
To the shop.
You would arrive at the shop.
You would arrive at the shop.
Knock on the glass and say... we should probably.
So you
got there.
You're rapping on the grass. On the glass.
Oh, I've got keys in my pocket anyway.
Yeah.
Did we lock it after them?
Yeah.
Well, I would hope you did.
I would suspect. Right.
Well, I imagine we can unlock
it. So
the inside.
Whatever.
You guys, David, you're inside. Justin. All of a sudden, there's a fierce rapping on the door. It's probably been about 7-8 minutes or so
since we got in.
Since you left.
Yeah, that's about right.
It hasn't taken
it's time
a
to find a shovel, smack a paramedic in the face with a shovel.
Yes.
get back.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long. So you're inside, David, and you all of a sudden there's rapping on the window.
So I just look through the window, check who it is, see it's there.
You see it's David.
Unsnip the door, open it up.
Yep, in they come.
Right.
In they pour. Yep.
Right, come in.
You can...
Woo, Riley just Smoke the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
I'll tell everyone to turn the lights off.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
There was a guy injured, came towards us. We got attacked by a rat, but you saw that. I killed it.
Then we got
shovels. I went up into a car and I just announced our opening hours. And then, like a wounded paramedic approached.
Yeah.
And he wasn't able to converse because he had a serious open
wound.
Was
he the guy with the wound in his neck?
He did have a wound in his neck.
He had a wound in his neck. Yeah.
So that was the guy that I saw under the ambulance then?
No, that bloke was already there.
He was still under there.
No, there was nothing under the ambulance.
I thought you were following the story.
There was no rat. No, you asked.
Because I said, shall I pull the corpse out? No, oh, my bad. Sorry, I imagined that bit.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd imagine that bit.
No, you did say it, but that wasn't what was happening.
So there was a wounded corpse. Sorry, a wounded man.
Yeah. He's a corpse now.
Riley got edgy.
Yeah.
And then fucking smacked the bloke in the face with a shovel.
What'd you do that for? You can't.
Well, it's just, he was freaking me out, and now he's not.
I should add, he got back up.
Okay, so.
And then we ran.
That was concerning.
So he's still all right. He's a guy.
I don't think all right. Like, he looked like he shouldn't have been stood up, and then I hit him with a shovel.
And now I'm worried.
Have not been stood up.
I'm worried that Riley has a shovel in his hand.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should let Riley in and push you out the door. You're clearly not our kind of people.
There's a thump against the glass from outside.
Oh, shit.
It's the window.
Probably snip the door again. The door.
Yeah. Are there any reports? I asked the team here that you've had the news.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Any
reports the news on.
Of people getting back up after being walloped?
Yeah. Any? Have you heard anything that correlates to this?
In the few minutes that it's taken out there.
Yeah, can a couple of us try to, put more things in front of the door, chair, table, something.
Yeah, try and barricade the door, if that's what you want to do, barricade.
You've got a whole bunch of fold-up tables. They are not very structurally sound.
But the front of the building is barred.
And it's all glass.
There's another thump against glass. The window
and
outside.
But it's barred.
Is it all barred?
There's all security
all right,
bars.
Well, at least there's that.
So we've got the door...
Rat wide.
We've got the door snipped. Have we heard anything about these people going down? People
in,
getting
the few,
up?
In the 7 or 10 minutes or so that it's been...
It's my PhD, Dave. I would not have done it a year ago, but now...
Dr. Thump.
There's a YouTube video cycling around that's getting a lot of hits at the moment, where it's just showing somebody on a mobile phone taking pictures, taking video of people walking towards them, and from up high, so it's somebody on a balcony looking down, and there's just people walking the street below, but they're just sort of. Like moving
shambling.
About. The light's pretty bad. It's not a great video, but you can see that there's something.
I'd have probably thought people
fuck?
Were just taking the piss.
What the fuck's going on, man?
Yeah. Would you describe it as Shaun of the Dead-esque?
I would have seen that and I thought, right, because there's all of this kerfuffle that's going on, even if the wet rat thing's a bit weird, people are just being idiots and they're just faking
flash
zombie. They're just faking zombie movies and all that sort of stuff. I did have a thought about that whole Ambo guy.
Given the thump, I might go turn off the light quickly just so I can see out the doors better and the windows without actually having to go up.
Okay. You just take the initiative to turn the lights out on everybody.
Yeah,
that's not going to freak anyone out. That's good.
I'm going to turn off the lights for a second. Just shut up.
And I need the scream. That's it. The power's gone forever.
I think they're near the VIP room, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to try to find the lights first. I remember seeing them around the doors.
Okay. Riley goes off to turn the lights off. Yeah, that was a good... He hears your suggestion and Riley goes straight for the light switch because he knows
Cheers,
the
Riley.
Is Riley all right. at all, riled up or a bit stressed or anything? This was pretty...
I guess it's kind of an adrenaline thing. So, yeah, he's kind of
Riley,
shaking a bit.
You should have a sit down and calm down, man.
Yeah.
He's still gripping the shovel, the spade.
I'm not putting that down.
No, he's gripping it.
If this turns out to not be an apocalypse, you owe that man a serious fucking money.
So you turn the lights out. You turn the lights out.
Can we see anything now?
What you can see immediately outside the window is you can see the green uniform of a paramedic, and you can see that there's a woman also at the window there. They're just sort of standing there looking in, you assume, Because before they could see you clearly with the lights on, now the lights are off, they're sort of just hovering there.
Shall we talk to them?
Is that door lockable into this storage area?
No.
Well, it's got, doesn't even have a handle.
But this way is.
Yeah, this locks.
So you can lock from the outside?
You can lock the stock room. From the inside.
Only from the inside?
Yeah.
So you can't
you can flip the latch and then close the door.
Yeah. And then unlock it yourself on the other side?
Yeah, keys are in. You don't need to know where they are.
Perhaps we should bring the people who've been bitten into this area.
All
right. Yeah, actually, now there is a fairly good reason for that.
So you're going for full. You've gone full apocalypse now.
I'm going Shaun of the Dead mode.
Yeah.
Right, fair enough, I think.
I agree with that.
We will corral.
We can pass it off as. Sorry to interrupt you, Xanthi. No. We can pass it off as maybe we should bring all the wounded into one area where we can minister their needs.
Tess and Ames think that's probably a good idea because, it seems more secure.
Yeah. In the meantime, I think we should also. Because there's quite a few heavy things and boards and stuff in the storage room, so I think it would be wise to kind of bring them out first of all to make space and so we can use them.
Don't forget the Good Games first aid kit.
Well, you've also got the paramedics kit.
Oh yeah, but that's probably not a patch on the Good Games.
There probably isn't band-aids, and the Good Games kit has band-aids or cotton tips. If you can't hear properly, it could be a real issue.
Well, I should make you get down. Well, whatever's in there. But you've got the paramedics one, which is much more comprehensive. Yeah. Okay. So
you're welcome.
So that will happen.
thanks, David.
And Imogen sort of move all, Michaela and Jason and Aaron. Out into
this
area.
Here?
Yeah,
he's still here.
Sorry, are the lights still off at this
point?
Yes,
they're off. Yep. So all there is mood lighting.
Whilst that's happening, I would like to just try and communicate with the dudes on the outside.
Okay.
Like, are they looking at me? If I go up to the glass, can they see me? I'll say hello.
If you're saying hello, they can. You get a reaction, and it's like a step forward, bump into the glass.
Yeah. Are you all right?
You just get a bump into the glass and then a hand sort of comes up to the glass. Yep.
Dave, quit it.
Stop talking to them.
Yeah.
Why?
They don't seem right in the mind.
You think they're mentalists?
I don't know, but I wouldn't talk to them.
All right. I think Xanthi's right. They're weirdos.
Well, this is what you get from moving the
story. Carrington. Yep. There's the paramedic and the woman who's about the same spot. They're just sort of, banging on the glass now, because they're reacting to your voice.
Alright, well, I stop talking and we sit down, probably finish that game.
You stop talking.
No, we were role playing. Oh, we can't, because Matt's gone.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah,
yeah, you stop talking and they sort of shuffle, they sort of go back into hovering mode.
Just fine.
Yeah, not really doing anything. Justin, what are you up to?
I think I was coordinating the corralling of the...
Yep. Okay, so you've got them in here. You've moved a space. You've got the extra chairs out.
And quickly looking for stuff that's going to be useful later.
Well, you saw the ladder, which is already out there. There's a lot of panelling, and it looks like aluminium door frames or something, window frames,
whatever that is. The people outside were shuffling, weren't they? I think that was how you described the people outside. They were shuffling.
Yeah, sort of swaying.
Couple of filing cabinets here. I might take them out as well to potentially use them to block that door, which has to be pushed outwards, I can see.
Yep.
And maybe that would form a barricade later.
Okay. You're wheeling them out there. It makes a bit more space in here. Yep.
If we want the fridge, that double door Schweppes fridge is on wheels, we can just push that in front of anything.
Okay. That's handy.
The ice cream freezer.
Of course.
We got lockers.
Now, there is the light still on the fridge. Yep, so that's when I say there's mood lighting, it's the lighting coming from the drinks fridge.
That's fine.
What kind of mood do you think?
Well, that is
reddish glow.
So enough for us to see by easily.
Yes, it's very easy to see.
But how bright is it? Like, is it illuminating?
You'd still be able to find a vein, Xanthi, if that's what you're worried about.
In a threatening, romantic kind of way, I guess.
Do we want all the lights off?
Well,
I think leaving just the fridge on.
No, I think because if we're staying away from the fridges, they wouldn't be lighting us up too much.
All right, so you've gone about moving the fridge. You've left it on, so it's plugged in. It's got a bit of a cord on it. Into position in front of the doorway?
Yeah, I think it's close enough.
Okay, that's where it is. What are you doing about the other one? The other one, what's in front of the other one?
The other doorway. Door.
Apparently there's a...
Garrett's okay, so Garrett's not much of a block.
But
that door's all locked up.
I imagine all the blinds are pretty much pulled down as well. So
all the blinds will be down.
Just the main doors
with
and stuff.
Shop shutting times, all the blinds will be down.
Garrick's a person, is it?
It's that big cardboard cutout.
Well, it wasn't shop shutting time when
it
all
was.
This started.
It was
quarter to 10. Dave and Aaron start all going around shutting things off.
So anything you could see in there anyway would be quite hazy.
Yes.
As if you're looking through a fog or something. Yeah, a filter.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
So, Justin, what are you up to? You've just moved the filing cabinets out there. The small... Actually, they're not on wheels... So you might have... You had a bit of help to get them out there, and yet, but you were able to do that.
There's carpet that could be pushed. Yep.
Okay. David, what are you up to?
I know this is one of those role play or do what you would actually do. Like I was saying before, I still think I'll be down for hunkering down for a while.
Waiting for us to blow over.
Yeah, and just keeping an eye on the news.
I saw you going through all your cards before. Were you looking for... Help? Is there help in your wallet?
No, we were just trying to find out what DCI stood for because it's written in a box over there. No, I've got a bottle opener though, just in case.
So what were you saying? If you would do what you would do is hunker down. You think it's
At this stage, just checking on everyone, rechecking on everyone's injuries that they've had.
What sort of glass is it? In the windows.
Plate glass.
Thick.
For the front of the building. Oh.
What sort of glass would you say it is?
It's all double glazed out the front.
This is plate glass.
Plate glass, so plate glass can still break.
Yeah, but the bars will not.
Yeah, the
be
bars.
Breaking.
Okay, yeah, there's bars there, but plate glass
well
can
fortified.
Still break.
Yeah.
We're as fortified as we could be.
Yeah, unless Riley goes crazy at bonkers with his shovel from inside, then
just
we don't know.
I'm just trying to determine the glass there.
We'll probably have a localized shattering.
If they were, poking their fists and stuff through the bars, you could probably smash it. But if they're just going dunk, wouldn't they just be hitting the bars?
Yeah, flat. I was just trying to gauge the glass. All right. Dave, what are you doing?
Trying to calm Riley down, I suppose.
I think Riley's... Yeah, okay. He's unnerved by the shoveling.
We'll play Cthulhu dice.
He's now the shoveler.
I'll recheck on the internet, see if there's any announcements for the Perth area. Because they usually have, I know when the bushfires are happening, there's a site that you can check in on. So I'll see if they've set anything like that up. Not from them, but they might have set up a new website just for information to come through for people in different areas.
The ticker that is running through is saying that contact should be made through FISA, because the Fire and Emergency Services.
Yeah, all right. So we'll go to their site then.
So, and on their site, it tells you that there are warnings in place for, and it starts listing off suburbs, Cannington being one, Belmont, Bentley, Maddington, all the local areas. Seems to be going as far north as what's that northern?
Just say the
Clarkson.
Not that far north. Just north of Perth. So
North Perth,
Subiaco, sort of area, and then south. It seems to be going down to Armidale. Cosnells. So it's about a 20 kilometre radius north and south.
Of badness.
Of the city.
Of warnings.
All right. That seems to be the suburbs that are getting...
Okay.
And how far out, wide-wise?
Oh, same sort of distance. Same sort of distance at the moment.
The zombies like the beach, I think, is what...
Well, you can't go too far west.
No, this is... We're in a game store. Everyone here is gamers.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be myself, but someone is going to suggest zombies at some point.
Well, I'm pretty sure we're probably already thinking it.
To start with. But I think it's going to come up, right? And it's not super implausible.
Well, looking at
Riley saw that bloke get back up.
Yeah, okay.
We both saw that guy get back up.
You call him whatever you want.
From my own experience, like, I'm a hardcore zombie nerd, so... And I've always thought zombies were plausible, viruses, outbreaks, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, by now I probably would have already been thinking zombies. I probably would have started thinking it when things started going quiet, just as a joke.
Use your logic and charisma to convince us.
I'm convinced.
All right, well, okay.
That was her doing it.
Oh, right.
So, if you think about it, all the viruses out there, they invade the body and take over the host. And if you get parasites, they physically take over the brain.
Make a positive, two positives and one negative. Negative being, you know, skeptical. Like, come on, zombies.
All right, so I got a one, yes. Six, and a five. So, all my right. Logic's four.
Your logic's, yeah, you're fine. Yes. So, you, yeah, everyone's coming around to your idea. And the two people outside the window certainly help corroborate that. Yeah. All right.
What's David? Sure,
call
David.
Him whatever you like. David's still skeptical.
Yeah, you can call
but
him
that's
whatever
fine.
You want. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. So what's happening now?
I am puzzled by, you know, this guy that seems to have had at least two critical wounds and still walking around. That is something.
You can sort of see him through the glass if you look on the right angle. You know, look.
Drugs
in through the
floor. Yeah,
he's on drugs.
What is it, like bath salts?
He's on drugs. He's probably going to bleed out and fall over before long. There's only so long a body can work mechanically without them power itself before it just falls over. I don't think we can say some sort of magical thing that's going on that's right. Keeping them alive just yet.
Whatever it is,
or miraculous thing. There's no room for that.
No, there's no room for miracles. Just hardcore science, Dave. Let's stick to the facts.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, no.
The body's mostly controlled by the nervous system, so it would keep... If there's something there keeping it firing, it could still run. It would be once the muscles start to deteriorate that it would fall over.
And what do muscles run on?
Well, blood and stuff, but they'd still be... My point being they would still stand up until they lose complete integrity. It would take a while for them to fall down, I think.
We can probably find out if we go to sleep now or something.
Yeah, well, yes.
And then wake up.
David, your phone's ringing.
Oh, jolly good. Pick up the phone. Hello.
Well, it's Fiona.
It's Fiona.
Yes. Took your time.
No.
Oh, you thought it was...
It's Fiona.
Did you get the wrong number, hon?
She's telling you.
This is David.
Where the hell are you? Why aren't you home yet? You've got to come home now, quickly.
I've just seen on Feezer that you guys are all right because you're well outside of the area of danger. So what's going on?
It's not what's going on here. It's what the hell's going on there. You need to come home now.
As it turns out, to be the best fortified building in Cannington. It has plate glass and bars on it. It's practically impenetrable. It's full of all of the nutritional food you'd ever require and lots of things to occupy the mind while we wait. So I'm having a great time.
She just says, that's just so you.
Yeah. Don't concern yourself. I'm in good shape. I think there's some bizarre stuff going on outside, but, yeah, we're good.
Well, she said the TV, she's, what channel? Channel 10?
Sure.
We don't watch free to air because it's all garbage.
TV watching, yeah. Anyway, she's, because of all this started happening, she's flicking through channels and on the TV... the digital stations, there's actually news reports coming of people being attacked. She said, there are people attacking people in your
Riley's
area.
Riley's doing most of the attacking.
That was Riley and he got a bit carried away.
It's just being preemptive.
There are people attacking your area. We can tell from where, because you've got a view of the city from your place, haven't you?
Well, not that you can see detail.
No. But you could see if there were fires, police helicopters, that sort of thing. Right?
Yeah.
She tells you that she sees that there are lots of helicopters up in the sky around toward in the city, and that there are people being killed. She's really afraid and wants you to come home.
Yeah, well, that's madness, because if I was to leave here, I'm putting myself at way more risk of danger.
Heard from for a while.
Because as far as I know...
Yeah, text from Matt.
Oh. Yeah, as far as I know, the street's full of these Riley types just clubbing people to death left, right, center.
You wouldn't want to get caught in the crossfire. Yeah.
And there's no way I can drive up there, and I can't jog all that way to Bedfordell. Although I do starting to get the sneaking suspicion that I'm trapped in a role-playing game where I should probably make a dash for Bedfordell.
Tell you what, to calm her or convince her, you need to make a roll. One positive,
Six negative.
Well, you've, so you told her where you are. You told her that it's about the security, so that's another positive.
Yeah,
she's going
to
turn up.
Convince me.
Roll a negative because she wants you to come home. Roll another negative because of the panic that she's...
What are the consequences here? David's marriage.
Yeah, okay. I am still... they cancel out. I've got a 6 and a 3.
And a so it's against your mental...
Yeah. Anyway, you want
it. No, it's against your social charisma.
Oh, really? That you changed your mind there.
Yeah,
what's
your charisma?
2.
But
Fiona.
She married this 2.
So that's so she to her.
She knows what she's expecting.
Yeah. So, all right. You're sort of convinced. She's not convinced. She reckons you should come home, but she says, you've got to stay in contact with me. Oh, okay. You've got to call me. And message me. Let me know you're okay.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds like a good plan.
Travis and Ian are in bed.
What are your folks doing? They just live just around the corner.
My folks?
Oh, no.
He's still on the phone with Fiona.
Yeah. Damn, I got caught up in it.
How are your folks going anyway, Matt?
They're fine. Hey, my... You will never know. They're fine. They're okay. But they're coming over here.
I've got to admit, I'm surprised your cousin Matt's here tonight. It's amazing.
Is he?
In the store, yeah.
Oh, put him on.
He was,
so I can tell him to convince you to get your ass up here.
No. Anyway. So yeah, your mum and dad just around the corner. Have you heard from them?
They've come. I have, and they're coming here.
All right, so I don't need to go rescue them then. How are they getting there?
How far away are they?
You know.
They're on their way. They're on their way.
Yeah. Right. Forest field. Right. Dale. Forest.
Okay. Something. So she's given you an imperative. Make sure you contact me. Stay in touch.
Sure.
That you're okay.
Sure, definitely.
All right.
Are we doing this for all of us?
Okay.
Because I mean, I've texted Naomi. She'd be fine.
Yep, you stay in contact. All right. fair enough. Justin, where are you up to?
Listening to the fascinating guy.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Marriage, relationship issues.
Hey, relationships still continue during the apocalypse.
Certainly pondering on the 7 food groups that are represented out there in the fridge.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
The nutritional arrangement that I described to my wife. Yeah.
Okay.
Got cheese, we've got onion,
vinegar. Those of us that can sleep should sleep.
Yep.
Perhaps the more athletic type should stay on watch. Because we, I don't know why I would even say that, really. I'd probably just say, let's all have a sleep.
Okay.
It's not a bad idea. We should probably chill out.
I'm a bit too anxious to sleep, so I'll probably end up just staying awake, staring at things.
But yeah, just try not to make too much noise, because I'm quite a light sleeper.
Where are you going to do that? Are you going to stay out in the main area, or are you going to come... into the...
We don't want to make it too cozy.
I just need to know, where are you going to go? Where are you going to sleep? Or where is everyone? So you've got the wounded out here in the storeroom.
In here in the storeroom.
Yep.
Yeah.
You've got...
Yeah,
in the VIP room?
Yeah. And maybe
you've got the toilets over there on the other side.
I might
the lights are off.
Pull up behind the counter.
Yeah.
Get a bit of coverage.
I'd probably say staff... only behind the counter. So,
excellent. So David, who's going to stay up? Riley. Who's going to stay up?
Xanthi.
Well, she's
a live wire.
Xanthi, all right.
Wanting to sleep.
Be able to sleep.
Most people can't. All right.
Not after your first murder, anyway.
He's not dead. He's fine. He's tapping on the glass.
Okay, well, your first realization that you make a bad murderer. You failed right. at it.
So you're asleep. You're going to sleep in shifts. Whatever you're going to do. Some of you are awake. Some of you are managing to get some sort of rest because it's a pretty tense situation, I guess. There's periodic bumps on the window outside. At some point, there's another person's come out to the front window there.
Do I know him?
Well, you can't tell.
It's one of the customers earlier on.
We're pretty well barricaded, right?
Okay, yep.
I'll be sitting there thinking about the entire time.
What have you done to barricade? Well, no, you've moved the drinks fridges in front of the window.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we brought out all the filing cabinets and stuff. Like, are they... I'm pretty sure we're just randomly...
Hey, I recognise that guy in the car park. Dave, what's his name? He's carrying on the same way as the paramedic.
It looks like Trent. The Ritter.
Oh. Wow.
Open the door, I got my shovel.
Come down from Joondalup.
What's he doing out there?
Yeah. Trent.
Oh, I wonder what the name on the paramedic says, well.
Well, let's
yeah,
see.
I'm pretty sure we can see it on the name tag, given that we've got so much time to stare at them.
I never knew. Eric was talking about having a new job. I didn't know I was a paramedic. It's oh, okay. Eric Spain.
Wow. Oh. Yeah. Didn't recognise that face gnawed off by a rat.
Yeah, fair enough.
There you go.
But,
he's actually
yeah,
a paramedic.
I just thought
it
was
an IT.
You
didn't
have
that one deck that would deserve from a shovel to the head. Right.
A few, good on him. A few hours go by. People with the lights off. There's a couple of extra bodies out the front. There's now four out the front there. You're starting to hear like a scratching noise. Or the people here in this area are starting to complain of a scratching noise. Scratching, gnawing, chewing.
That will be the rats, you know, that sort of thing. I say.
Yep. Okay. And it's very audible here. It's very disconcerting. And Tess comes out and says, "We can't stay out there. This noise is going on. It's unsettling. It seems to be coming from everywhere.
It's concrete walls, concrete floor. You've got nothing to worry about."
Yeah. And the roof.
Is everybody in this room in bitten?
Except Tess and Amy.
Yeah, they're just.
So ask Tess and Amy how the people looking in this
they
room.
They seem okay. Aaron's a bit feverish. But he was bitten before everyone else.
Right. For the viewers back at home, Dave's just indicated that Aaron's going to take one to the head with Riley's shovel.
Well, he's basically
Riley's
been untreated.
Just giving him the wink and the nod. It's all
do
in
we
hand.
Have any...
Oh, no, it's not that he's been untreated. He's still being feverish. So he's had...
If you're going because he looks like he's got very sweaty hair, that's just normal.
That's just normal. No, he's shivering a little bit. Like he's got
I'm becoming
fever.
Increasingly concerned since we saw Trent in the car park because it's... You know, like it's someone that we recognise, and yeah. It's like it just seems to have more of an effect now because you know that's it's affected someone we know, and it's not like you know the paramedic or whatever. You know, could have been
well,
from further afield.
Well, yeah,
it's
Eric. Spain,
it turns out. No, but he wasn't in the store earlier on. He was on shift.
That's true. So. Yeah.
But Trent was in the store. He's evacuated and then come back in this state.
Yeah.
It's definitely something catchable or something. So better be wary. And yeah, if we're talking zombies and all that sort of stuff, we better be getting nervous about the people that are in here.
Okay,
seems to be going sour.
Well, we make sure the door's locked.
Well, there's a problem. So if Aaron turns and the other people in this room have not turned, they're going to be panicking and do some silly things. So they're the problem at the moment, even if Aaron turns zombies.
So you're saying shovel.
Not
in front of the others.
Okay.
We need to get Aaron on his own to have a little chat.
And,
away from everyone else.
Yeah,
not to mention, we're kind of exposing Amy and Mum, who was Tess, to the.
It's just your mum. They've got to go sometime. Don't worry about that.
if we've got to
get Aaron possibly out the door, that's going to be difficult if we've already got the scratching and gathering. So we possibly need to take him into the toilet block and dispatch him.
When I gave the wink and the nod, that was for comedic value. I would put up quite a struggle before I sanctioned the killing of Aaron.
Yeah, definitely. There's no way.
I think a lot of us would probably feel pretty reserved until we saw actual turning
happen.
This
is not a paramedic in the street. This is someone I employ.
That's Eric Spain. Yeah. I know Eric. Eric's and cool.
Yeah, look, Aaron, sorry, it's not personal. I don't know you from a bar of soap, so I'm fine with it.
But we don't know exactly why.
We know him, and we know what you've
done. So I'm going to make it easy for everybody else, and I'll take the shovel duties.
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit it's the evidence is pretty high saying you get bit, you turn into this weirdo psycho thing that we're calling a zombie.
We've got evidence of zero.
Yeah, I'd rather restrain.
We can just tie him up. We've got masks and tape.
Why do you want to tie me up?
This is
Michaela. And Jason. Why do you want to tie us up?
Who's got
we
the
want
highest?
To tie up Aaron.
No, we only want to tie up Aaron because he has wandering hands.
Aaron's got feverish and goes, why? I'm just.
Because you can't fight.
Well,
back,
I think
Aaron.
We could probably.
We've wanted to do this for ages, but now is our opportunity.
We're concerned about Aaron's inappropriate
touching.
I think
we could logically explain this to Aaron.
Yeah, we need logic, willpower, and charisma to have a chat to these people and to say, look, if this is
current,
if what's going on falls in line with what we've seen on TV and movies, no, we probably need to just quarantine
you
a little bit.
You, and you can use your charisma. I reckon you could convince him to tape himself up.
I could just tell him to.
And hit himself with the shovel.
He's on the employ. He does what I say.
How about we just quarantine people in the store?
Amy says she's really concerned.
Justin made the good point there that if we quarantine them all when Aaron becomes a zombie and just kills these people or whatever, So we should at least restrain the one that looks like he might be good.
The most
mentalist.
The most we've got one. Two zones.
Yeah, let's tape him up.
Yeah, let's put him in here. Yeah. Sick people in the RPG room, and we'll keep monitoring them from the outside. Yeah. Well, and if any of them start getting super sick, you're in with Aaron, we all know what that means.
We'd have to restrain him in here anyway, wouldn't we? We could just put him in here. We would, because otherwise when we open the door, we'd be in.
Can he just get out?
I need to turn him possibly around and leave Aaron and the very, very sick, and this is the dead end room, so to speak.
Amy will pipe up and say, there's no way. He's sick. He's got a fever. He needs attention. We need to get him medical help. Well, there's only so much we can do with his bag.
There isn't any medical attention.
I don't think we shouldn't be wrapping him up and locking him in here without medical help.
Amy, there's no medical help coming at least till the morning.
Well, at least we're his only chance. So we've got to look after him, make sure he's okay, get him through this.
Amy, you're completely right. So we're going to leave you in this room with him. So you can dedicate all your attention to him and his requirements without disturbing any of the other patients. We're going to move the other patients into the next room there so that they're not causing Aaron any more distress.
She says that's unfair.
On who? Amy, we're still happy to treat him. We will continue to treat him as much as we can, but we need to make sure that nothing bad happens. So that's why we're separating him from the rest. And we don't know how bad he is. He could be worse than the others and give the other people worse infections.
It's a quarantine process.
It's better just to quarantine him. We can still look after him.
All right, but I'm staying here with him.
That is fine.
Yeah, that was the idea.
But don't do anything with him.
just be careful, okay?
What are you suggesting?
This is fine, but that door stays unlocked.
Safe and sorry, you know. You're
just gonna... you mean
stays
safe.
Unlocked?
Yeah, unlocked, certainly. As far as you're aware, it will be
unlocked. Yeah. Yeah, just don't test it.
As long as you were
just
in there,
trust us.
As long as you were in there with him, we will keep it unlocked. Okay. When you leave, though, we will have to lock it.
Barricaded, but unlocked.
Yeah. All right.
And it locks from the inside where Aaron is.
Really? Amy's not your relative, is she? Amy's no relative of yours at this stage.
No, Amy's just a friend.
We are planning on a wedding later on in the evening.
You can only lock it from the inside.
But it can be unlocked from the inside.
Oh, okay. But does it have to be unlocked with a key
specifically describe the lock. Key lock from the shop side facing. And if you're in the stockroom, you flick the latch and the door unlocks.
So that you don't accidentally lock yourself in. Yep.
I don't know why they did it that way.
That's why they do it that way.
We installed the door. We decided to put it that way around.
Needs to climb up the top.
All right. Anyway, she's decided she's happy. Okay, if you leave that door stays unlocked, she'll be in here. She'll monitor Aaron.
We'll move those bins out so they're not a ladder up to that looking through, but they are a way for us to look through from the other side.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Amy, good. Three knocks on the door if you need help. Four knocks if you just want to come out.
And five knocks if you're a zombie.
Yeah, if I want to come out, it'll be furious knocking. But hang on, you can't lock it from this side. She can get out, so it's not a problem.
Okay.
All right, she seems happy with that.
See
fine.
You later.
Okay. Right, back out in the store.
So wait, sorry. That was lengthy, but did we decide we are taping up Aaron's hands at least?
Yeah, let's tape him.
Amy says, no, you're not taping up his hands. I'm staying in here with him.
We are just keeping him separated from the rest.
Yep. And she agreed to keep him separated.
All right, so yep. Riley, keep the shovel handy. All right. All right. At some point, you're going to kill.
Keep your spade handy.
You're going to have to live your dream. You kill Aaron.
I think we should maybe give people, sort of things
to hit things with. It's about 1 o'clock by this stage, okay? So this is happening. It's about 1 o'clock. All right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to leave it in cliffhanger mode. So I think that you've made efforts to barricade. There was certainly enough stuff around here that you could do that. You've blocked up the doors. You've secured people in various rooms who may prove to be...
Try to come to terms with what's happening out in the world. Yeah.
And which is fine. In this sort of scenario... You know, at the cusp of an outbreak, you would not get a lot of reliable information. You may not even know what's going to happen. So I'm quite fine with leaving it in this cliffhanger sort of situation where everyone will be wondering, will you make it out alive?
I'm pretty sure Aaron would have copped it in the neck within the next few acts.
What happened to Matt? Did he make it home?
He was dead from the moment he stepped out. So yeah,
we'll check in with Matt.
We'll see Matt banging at the front door.
Yeah. If he turns up next Thursday.
Yeah, really stupid Pride and Prejudice game.
You know. So, that's End of the World Zombie Apocalypse. What are your thoughts? What do you think?
I thought something that stood out for me was role-playing as us, as regular peoples, much more reactive than as like adventurers. We kind of needed to be moved by the situation. And obviously, society, you know, we rely a lot on public services and that kind of thing to take action in situations. So
yeah.
Definitely, you know, I think if I was a barbarian, that was a whole different story.
Well, yeah, we're people who do know what they're doing to do it.
Exactly.
Instead of, you know, if we're adventurers doing something.
Yeah.
We're those people who know what they're doing.
And it was certainly interesting, like, when you're trying to figure out how you would react, and it's like, well, I feel like I would react like this, but you never truly know.
No.
You just kind of have to go with your best feeling.
Well, it's the best thing. At least you're calling on yourself to ask yourself how you would react. Right. And that's the interesting part of it, because I don't know how I'd react if Dave and Riley came back in the building saying, Riley's just stuck a shovel through someone's head.
Eric Spain in the face with a shovel.
Yeah, I don't really know.
It's a shame you didn't recognise him when you hit him.
Yeah, well, we'd definitely have done if we'd known.
Yes, but it's definitely... I definitely think you probably fantasize a little bit, I guess, and it's like, oh, I kind of hope that in a zombie apocalypse I would be a bit more proactive, but in reality you might be crying in a corner. Holy crap, I have no clue what's going on.
Facebook app, you've got
to eat. Everyone's on Twitter.
We found out, we're in a relatively safe place, aren't we? We're a pretty impregnable location, why would you put yourself at extra risk? You'd need some definite motivations to get you out of the building.
But yeah.
If we were in a normal house, I'd feel a bit more...
Yeah.
Think, just because you've got the bars here, that is.
A bit more secure or insecure?
A bit more insecure.
Because the glass in a regular domestic house, you can just push through. You just lean on and push on through. You can't push through that glass.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're really secure in here.
So it's all about a defensible location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we think of the system?
Fantasy
Flight. Yeah. Like the whole thing.
There wasn't a lot of die rolling, and that can happen with this game. I've seen tapings of this on YouTube, and there have been 2-3-hour sessions where there have maybe been half a dozen die rolls and that's it.
See,
it didn't seem to slow it down. It didn't seem to detract, because a lot of it is intuitive. It's like a negotiation almost between you and the GM.
Yeah.
You come to an agreement. Now, we had a lot of our features and things like that. They didn't come into play, but because they're situational.
Hmm.
And if a situation arose that fitted one of your features, then it could come into play as a negative or a positive. So it's not reliant on the D-rolls. They're just the way of resolving a test, basically.
So I quite liked conflict. It, because it's a lot more about the narrative rather than rolling dice. You go through what happened, which I think at some parts was a bit detrimental, because I feel like some parts may have dragged on a little bit longer than they may have done otherwise.
Stamping on the rat.
Yeah, that put it in a box.
You were rubbish at that. So.
Well, you've also failed, and you didn't even try and try again. You just gave up. Also, and I think that says something about you, Dave.
My willpower, according to this, is 2. And I said 3, and you guys voted it down.
So. Yeah. That's one thing we didn't get into, was the voting the down system. So where everyone decided their stats, and then you had the opportunity to vote. This is an optional thing. You can vote on whether you agree with that person or not, and you can bring their stat down by 1 point or raise it by 1 point, but then that gives them access to extra positive or negative features. Justin, what did you think?
Yeah, I agree with what Riley said that about the narrative. I mean, all good RPG is about storytelling, and that's why we do it. It's deeply embedded in our psyches as humans and in our culture. So I really enjoy the storytelling side of it. And the dice, there's less of it because there's less randomness. And, you know, D&D is more about randomness, and you use the randomness to help drive the story.
Yeah.
But here, because of what we're doing is, shit, what would I do? Then it's not about randomness. It's really about your own personal choices.
Yeah, it's more
choices,
what we would do, and it's more being descriptive about it rather than just, I'm going to swing my axe.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would kill a rat like that in a Dungeons & Dragons game.
Exactly.
But in this, I would think, No, I wouldn't.
How
I would
you do it?
I would just try to get it away rather than kill it. And that's just the rat. Mm. So sticking a shovel through someone's head, I don't know. It's interesting to see if you, you know, role plan it properly, how quickly you get there. Obviously, for some of us, got there quite quick.
It's just PhD stress, man. That's all it is. Yeah. It's got to work its way out somewhere.
No, it's very sandboxy in that it could have gone either way. You could have decided to stay here, or you could have decided to split. In which case, you know, makes it a little bit more tricky for the GM if you all decide to then go different ways, which is why having the traffic all blocked up there sort of railroads you a little bit, but no, it doesn't railroad you. It keeps control of the situation so that you don't all go off in separate situations, in separate directions. Yeah, so I like that aspect of this game. It's very sandboxy, I feel. And, yeah, any final thoughts? Any final thoughts?
I think we've all probably seen Walking Dead episodes, so we've all probably thought, gee, what would I do in that situation? And you feel pretty wise when you're watching someone else do it. So it's great to be put on the spot and time, you know, the clock's ticking.
Yeah.
And the good DM's forcing you into the situation.
To look at your immediate environment and think, what could I do? What have I got?
What can I use?
So you're actually looking around the room that you're sitting in for solutions rather than just imagining, like, you know, you're in a bar. In a game of Dungeons and Dragons, you know, what have you got to solve such and such a problem? Well, you're entirely at the mercy of the DM then. You can't just say, I would use that thing over there to do this with, and brilliant, that's a great way of problem solving a situation. So it opens that up a fair bit, I'd say.
And then with that, you end up getting a lot more immersed. Like, I was finding myself, like, we blooped or blopped or something like that, and I ended up going to the toilet, and it was just walking through the store, it was all silent and everything was deserted. It was easy enough to go, ooh, is there zombies outside?
The answer is no.
So much so that Riley actually tried to scare me.
The answer is no. Or is there? No, there isn't. Or is there?
Yeah.
No, there isn't. Or is there?
But as always, it's not the zombies outside we should be afraid of, it's the zombie within.
All right, so I'd like to thank our RPG players, Xanthi, Justin, Riley, Dave and David. Dave and Good Games for Cannington and Rockingham for providing us a safe, secure place to play with only one exit.
It was a pleasure.
And my co-host David for taking all this nonsense, smashing it together and wrapping it up in a delicious sausage skin. Wrap flavour. I'd also like to thank Harlan, Justin and Chris from the Invictus Stream, Nick from Board Game Brawl and the cast of A Town Called Plastered for each in their own way teaching me how to play this game. And that's it for me. Join us on the next podcast for the Magic, and then soon after that we'll have a Board Games on.
Modern Masters. Oh, and Board Games is...
Legendary Villains.
Good game.
Woohoo!